What's poppin'? This is the Drew and Mike Show for Wednesday in the DealsInTheD.com studios and live on Facebook, brought to you by Death Wish Coffee. Go to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. Use the code Drew15. Checkout to receive 15% off your entire order. Somebody got the wrong order, sent me something today, and they also got to keep the wrong order, and they sent them the right order. So how about that? Deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. Code Drew15 for 15% off. So there. Might be a snug show today because it's Ringo's 80th birthday.
A snug show?
Well, just a little tight, a little, maybe not the longest show ever, because Ringo's got a YouTube event tonight with Paul McCartney, Sheryl Crow, Ben Harper, Jackson Browne, Joe Walsh, and I think they're going to play some virtual music. So
I never knew you were such a Beatles fan.
Yeah, Ringo's 80, man. He looks great. And he's really one of the true glue guys of rock and roll, because as much as he gets ragged on for having so much money because of the Beatles, he was a great drummer, and he was the guy everyone liked. He got along with everyone.
But I thought he was the one that no chicks liked.
Oh, chicks liked Ringo.
Well, wasn't he fourth in line, or was that George when it came to
I think most chicks probably would have done anything with any of them at one time. As for now, I don't know. Ringo's been married to Barbara Bach for 39 years, and he's been sober. He was a hellraiser, though. Quite a drunk in the 70s and 80s. Went to rehab, started the All-Star Band.
Lennon was a big drunk, too, wasn't he?
Well, he had some very drunken escapades, but I don't think he was an alcoholic like Ringo was.
That No-No song, it's he pretty much covers, you know, doing all the drugs and alcohol.
Oh, yeah, he definitely had
his
share.
The No-No song.
That was a hit. Ringo had a lot of hits in the 70s. He was,
Here's a clip of it.
LSD, PCP, heroin, cocaine. What else you want to know?
Really catchy.
Pretty catchy.
You remember when you were with the Beatles?
So
John Lemon, Orange Harrison, Paul McIce-T, Mango Starr. If you like the Beatles, you will love this band called Nickelback.
I think Ringo had as many number one hits as any Beatle except for McCartney on his own.
Name one other band that's done that.
They were bigger than Jesus.
They had as many, here they come, they had as many number one hits solo as I think they did as a band, or very close, within a couple. McCartney had 9, Ringo I think had 4, and George and John had 2 or 3
Happy
each.
Happy birthday to him.
So, I don't care.
He was born July 7th, 1940. Ringo was an only child. His father left when he was 4 years old. Okay, bye. Forever. Just like Lennon's dad, who left his mother before he was born.
Wow.
And Ringo's mom was a single mom, cleaned houses, was a barmaid, worked hard, and helped raise her only child, a very sickly child. Ringo had an appendectomy and peritonitis, spent 12 months in the hospital as a child. Then, tuberculosis. He spent 2 years in isolation in a sanatorium, I think they called him. So he was a very sickly child.
AIDS.
But look at him now. He looks great. So I can't wait for that show. Although virtual shows.
Don't feel good.
There hasn't been one good virtual show. There's been moments.
I liked the Stones performance. I thought that was cool.
I liked Post Malone's Nirvana one.
That's probably been the best show.
Yeah.
But most of them have just been maybe one or two cool moments.
I don't know what to expect, you know, when you get a lot of old people doing a virtual concert.
That sounds like a great one.
I'm not sure.
Do you remember when Joey Marasso actually went and tracked down Ringo Starr on the streets of Royal Oak?
That was so stupid.
That was a very memorable show moment.
That was really funny.
About 3 years ago.
I think you have a picture of that, too,
And it was actually hard to track the guy down, too, like he was real Ringo.
He was pretty close to Ringo, and he was in a bar drinking, so.
And you know what? I think he was about 30 years younger than Ringo, and he looks older.
Yeah. Well, that's part of his look.
A little beat up. But he had star earrings.
Yeah, just like the real Ringo.
he did the peace and love.
There were a lot of people who were contacting me saying, Ringo stars in Royal Oak.
How ridiculous.
He looked like him.
Yeah, that was his job, and, wasn't it? Wasn't he a lookalike?
With the T-shirt and the earring, I guess. Yeah, ridiculous.
But, big movie star. You know what? He died.
I was trying to think of other kind of glue guys in bands like Ringo, like maybe Mick Mars in Motley Crue. Isn't he kind of the doesn't-cause-any-trouble guy?
Oh, yeah.
Charlie Watts.
I always thought Mick Mars was extremely underrated when it came. I mean, also, many of those Motley Crue songs are dependent on those guitar riffs, and he shreds and he keeps quiet.
He's a great player, no doubt. Yeah, he's way underrated. I agree. And I'm kind of, I wasn't a big Motley Crue fan when they were really happening, but I appreciate their music a lot more now. Yeah,
Steven Adler, pretty good glue guy for GNR. kept that band together pretty well.
He's a glue guy in Adler's Appetite.
He's the guy in Adler's Appetite.
Adler's Appetite. They have this giant drum set in the front of the stage, and you can't even see the guitar players.
Why does he just tour and just play drums? You don't even need the guitars. Don't sing. Just do a 40-minute drum solo.
Adler's Appetite. What a ridiculous name. Ridiculous. What does it mean?
He's got an appetite for destruction.
Oh, brother. Well, anyway, so yeah, the show's tonight. So I'm sorry, I can't stay on too long.
Wait, and this is on this is YouTube.
It's on his YouTube channel.
Well, you got to be there when it starts.
It'll never appear on the internet again.
No, once I want to see live.
It's gone.
Must see TV.
You know, they did Yellow Submarine on the Beatles channel, and you couldn't watch it after they played it. They played it at
what?
They played it at noon early in the pandemic, and you could not.
I'm going to bet you that it is still on the
web. Well, it was not at first, honestly, because the next day I was looking for it, and it would just start showing the
nice technology,
the opening, and then it would just show nothing and say, you know, sorry. Why are you looking?
Speaking of technology, there's another great story on Quibi and some of the technological mistakes they've made. If you want to get into it, it's really... I'm so fascinated with Quibi.
Why am I rooting so hard against Quibi?
Because it's a ludicrous business model and product, and it's Hollywood, and too much money's been thrown at it because it's just Hollywood.
Well, also,
I did see a new show called Die Hard, which Kevin Hart, I don't know, it must be some kind of a play with Die Hard. So.
How stupid.
It looks really dumb. I saw that, Brandon. I didn't know what it was. I'm like, I don't know what this is, but it sounds really stupid.
Did you see Die Hard?
But I love how they raised all this seed money, which a lot of people are saying, by the way, this whole idea of people just throwing huge sums of money at a cool idea that's running out of steam because there have been a lot of stinkers.
Yeah.
They've lost a lot of money. And this would be...
They're screwed, man. They're so screwed. Because all these free three-month trials are coming due here.
This is and people are going to have to pay for an app they've been getting for free that they don't seem to want anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this could be the biggest stinker. $2 billion? Close to $2 billion raised on this
fabulous idea. And all these insiders, you know, former employees are starting to talk. So, it's even worse.
People who were begging you to get the app clean. It's the greatest Quibi rocks.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, oh, yeah, I knew it sucked.
He wanted to call, that's my favorite part of the story. He wanted to call it, it was New TV originally, and then he had to change it because somebody already owned New TV.
That's a great name.
Katzenberg. What did he switch it to? He switched it to, he wanted to call it Omakase. Omakase. Because that's...
I hope it fails just
that's
because
a great
of that.
Name.
I mean, that was, for no other reason, I hope it fails for that.
That was the name of the sushi tasting menus he had at least once a week at Nobu Malibu. That would have really won over Wisconsin, former insider's note.
Oh,
the story's good. You'll hate everything.
Self-involvement is amazing. Well, we'll get to entertainment, it's probably a great topic. Did you read the whole thing?
Yeah, it's funny. Some of the failed shows or ideas are pretty good, too.
Well, anyone that throws that much money at Reese Witherspoon for a voiceover, $6 million?
I know.
I mean, honestly, who's the voiceover king? Morgan Freeman. They wouldn't pay him $6 million for a read.
No.
Yeah, but Morgan Freeman's not banging the person in charge of hiring that role.
Precisely. That's true.
Yeah.
And Chrissy Teigen got millions for that foolish, stupid failure bomb.
Which is just so great.
There's a lot of interesting entertainment news today in addition to Quibi. But first, I want to make sure to mention the Downtown Development Authority in Royal Oak, which is providing a great, cheap way to get there and home without having to drive. Yes, you can take Lyft and get $10 off your ride into Royal Oak using the promo code GO2RO. That's GO2RO. Go to RO when scheduling your ride. Code's good every Thursday and Friday, 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. And then Saturday and Sunday, if you want to just bop in the afternoon, do a little shopping, a little browsing, a little lunch, whatever, 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Go to RO. You can also use the code when scheduling a ride home for the night, of course, as I mentioned. Make sure everybody has a responsible experience, and you're asked to self-certify that you'll wear face masks throughout the ride and that you're symptom-free, et cetera, et cetera. They are following all the safety requirements at Royal Oak establishments.
You have to wear a mask every time you go out.
$10 off on Lyft to get there and to get home. So pretty cool. I mean, I think a lot of people think of this as a nighttime. Hey, go party in Royal Oak and not have to drive. No, it could be during the day too. If you want to go shop or have lunch, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So other entertainment news today. Did you guys see the topless picture of Madonna?
Yes.
Yeah. What is going on there?
She's going through a crisis, man.
She is. I mean, talk about a
late life crisis.
Oh my God. Now, is she going for outrage? No, because that's not available with her anymore.
Oh, I just saw it for the first time.
Yeah.
Hasn't she used up all her outrage, pretty much? I mean, is anybody really going, oh, look what Madonna did?
Oh, no, she has no shock left, because nobody cares about her anymore.
Not particularly.
Chelsea Handler does this every day, doesn't she, on her Instagram?
I saw Chelsea Handler had a, whatever. She's 45, though. Madonna's 61. And I'm not even sure she's 61. I think she's, because how'd she gain a year on me? She used to be a couple years older than me.
That's amazing how that happens, right? You're going to lap her.
Is she the hottest of all time still? No. Is she trying to show older people can be attractive? No.
At least she's doing it gracefully. That's the good part.
Is this a pathological need for attention?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Can she just have her son start dancing to Michael Jackson again?
And I've also noticed that Paulina Porizkova is similarly desperate for attention.
Yeah.
What is with all these women in their 50s and 60s who have to go, hey, I can still wear a bikini. I don't look as nearly as good as like a billion other chicks on Instagram and stuff, but I'm still wearing one.
I don't know, man.
Nowadays, if you want to get work, you need to be out there. You need to have your name out there. You need to build your quote-unquote your brand.
Paulina Porizkova cannot be the hottest girl anymore. She can't.
But Paulina Porizkova has recently come to the realization that she's not going to get a lot of that money that she was expecting.
Okay, well, she's not going to get it for being naked. Not now.
No.
Not anymore. Neither is Madonna.
What she could do is take some of these photos, and before you know it, someone says, hey, she's available for a modeling gig, and she's, you know, an older woman, that's our demo. Boom. She's got a gig.
Oh,
she wasn't doing this when the money was still coming in from the cars.
But she's not trying for, like, the Elon Musk's mom gig.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's an older model. She seems to want the, I'm still the hottest. As does Pam Anderson, who I saw on her 53rd birthday, had to sprawl out on a bed half nude.
Yeah.
And she's been nude. Well,
she wants you to know that guy still want to bang her.
Isn't there a point, though, where you go, you know, I really should move on from trying to be the hottest fuckable chick?
I don't know. Especially when you're a mother.
And she was married to a 74-year-old guy just a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And then there's Elizabeth Hurley, who also posts pictures. Well, but
that's fine with me.
She looks fantastic. In fact, she blows the other three off. I mean, just blows them away.
Kate Beckinsale, too.
Morgan Fairchild is a good-looking woman in her 60s.
She's
ugly.
If she said, hey, don't I look hot for somebody in her 60s? I would say, yeah, okay, if that's what you want.
Christie Brinkley looks fantastic
at
63.
She does. No, she's truly amazing.
I can't stand her, though.
Well, I think she's a psycho.
Yeah.
Hey, give me Susan Lucci.
But my penis 70. Doesn't.
Susan Lucci. She's like 75.
Give me a 77-year-old Raquel Welch.
Those aren't buoys.
How about Linda Carter? She still looks pretty good.
I think. I just have to believe I'd just be a little embarrassed, or maybe my kids would be embarrassed, or maybe not. Maybe this is what people want of them forever.
Well,
they could be 90 and they'll be nude.
If you read the comments under Madonna's, you know, Instagram posts, it's nothing but praise.
Really?
It's almost like somebody's going through deleting negative comments on there.
Were they telling her how hot she is?
No, just you're so strong. such a good role model.
Would she be stronger though if she didn't need to be nude all the time to get attention? Would
that
be stronger if she sort of,
I guess,
found some more adult way to communicate with people?
The funny thing is that there's a crutch in the picture. Did you notice the crutch?
Yeah, she's leaning on a crutch.
And yeah, which I didn't notice because she's got her boobs out.
She makes it sound like it's almost impossible for her to walk. I mean, like she's literally, you know,
well, she
ready
can't
for
get
the
dressed.
Nursing home.
She clearly can't get dressed because of that crutch. And she captioned it, "Everyone has a crutch."
Okay, would you look for the Daily Mail comments? Because those will be more honest.
Good one.
You'll get a real, just how people generally feel. But I'm not saying they're the most accurate. And while you're looking for that, let me take care of Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram at DealsNadee.com. All fired up because everybody's back at full strength. And they've got deals going on. In fact, they got the Drive Forward event where you can feel free to go online to enjoy their enhanced online shopping, DealsNadee.com. You all know that. And they've got the 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn for only $188 a month. Jeeps, the 2020 Loaded Jeep Compass, $125 a month. The 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee at $247 a month. Man, I'm telling you, these people are busy too, which is a great sign. And the Wrangler right now gets Zotz employee pricing for everyone. 0% financing and $1,500 in rebates if you want a new Jeep Wrangler right now. And, of course, inventory a little down, so you might want to hurry, get in today for your selection, your best selection. DealsNadee.com, the place to go. And Emergency Response Services Incorporated, if water is your enemy, as it's been my enemy so many times, you want it on your refrigerator, 877-JOB-DONE. Emergency Response Services Incorporated, the website's 877-JOB-DONE.com. If you want to think about it or take a look at their prices or what have you on the website, mold removal, storm damage, fire damage. If it's an emergency, they're probably good people to call. 877-JOB-DONE, Emergency Response Services Incorporated. Oh, water. I think we've been
lucky. Turn off the water.
Pretty lucky with this sort of thing this year. But it's always coming. Water's always going to worm its way. Water is such a prick when it comes to trying to, have a dampness-free environment in your basement or in your home. Got any water? 877-JOB-DONE, 877-JOB-DONE.com for Emergency Response Services Incorporated. Do you have anything for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Let's see. That neighbor of Ghislaine Maxwell. There's still the nudist resort, although they might actually be closed, which is weird that a nudist resort would close.
Because of COVID?
Yeah. There's another restaurant in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to call these guys because they just seem very energetic about this, very enthusiastic about this story, which is they've been given $10,000 in fines for keeping their dining room open. And
does Pennsylvania have dining shut off?
Yep. Yeah. And the quote is, "We ain't paying crap."
Are people still going there to eat?
Taste of Sicily. I guess so, yeah.
Hey, kiss my ass, bitch. I'm paying you shit.
So two inspectors from the Department of Agriculture went there and left them a $4,000 citation, and they filmed them as they're leaving. And one of the co-owners is giving them crap because, you know, they're hardworking. This is ridiculous. To which I'm like, well, those people are just doing their job.
Yeah.
But mostly I want to talk to the guy because he just seems like a character.
Well, yeah, that sounds fun. I have to say, it really annoys me that there's so much attention on places like a restaurant that's at half capacity when you have these giant groups of people clumped together for the 4th of July or at the beach or protesting or whatever, what have you, and nobody stops that. Although Fauci today, I saw on the Today Show, he is begging people to socially distance.
Yeah.
Begging people.
Good luck with that.
But I don't think it's going to happen.
No one listens to you anymore, Fauci.
So we pick on the people who aren't the real problem, but we kind of imply that, well, this, you are part of the problem. So, you know, well, let everybody else do what they're going to do, and we'll focus on the little people.
I thought the comments from, was it the sheriff for Cass County where that lake was?
Yeah.
You know, he said, he's basically, he's like, what am I supposed to do? What can you do? I can't go in the water and arrest them all.
Well, you'd probably start dancing too, once you got in the water, because they're dancing up a storm.
I kept laughing yesterday to myself about the idea of how stupid people look dancing in water.
Did you see them, though? They are dancing.
You can't look cool dancing in water is pretty much what's been decided.
And there was so
much... The only cool water dancing is synchronized swimming.
Martin Short.
Yeah.
The SNL days.
Christopher Guest. Yeah. That was one of the best sketches.
It's such a sausage fest, too. There's just so many guys.
But he said the sheriff's office can issue tickets and make arrests for incidents of underage drinking, operating boats. Yeah.
Wish I had some water I could dance in.
But he said there was no way physically possible I could have broken that up.
Well, you know, unless they're going to say, you know, this size group is, you know, here's the deal. You're going to jail for 48 hours or something.
Well, they're talking about ticketing the, I guess... whoever put the party together, which would probably be that DJ.
Like
it's his fault.
The guy who's appropriating Johnny Z.
Yeah. Maybe it was.
There was an interview on WOOD TV with Keith, who's the organizer.
Keith.
And Keith, I guess, has thrown the party 30 years in a row, and he felt like, hey, we can't break the streak, or the streak's over.
It's not like every other streak has ended.
Answer this question. What is the most unattractive male first name in the English language?
Is it Keith?
Keith.
I thought Keith had some goofy quotes. If you want to find the story, it was pretty funny online. I'll tell you the rest about Hall Financial, by the way. They are hoping, if you haven't refinanced in the last year, they think they can help you save money. And we get so much feedback from people saving money. And it's a great time now because... with these turbulent times, a lot of people are ending up skipping a couple payments, lowering their rate. Rates are still incredibly low. Or lowering the term or taking money out because some people maybe are anticipating less work or no work. And the $600 is fading out, so maybe it's a good time to refinance and try and lower your payment by getting a better rate.
Yeah, just call them, find out.
Yeah, you can't lose by calling 248-308-5000. They'll be happy to check for you. If it's not going to work out, they'll just tell you. I've had a few people tell us that they were really cool even in informing them that there was nothing they could do at the moment, but maybe check back. Or go to David Hall Financial, DavidHallMortgage.com/DrewAndMike, right? DavidHallMortgage.com?
Yeah.
Or go to our website and click the link, fill out the online form, and they will get back to you in a hurry because they are fast. They average 19 days. Hall Financial, NMLS number 1467435. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention with Hall Financial.
The headline of this story is great. Video of July 4th party goes viral. Organizer mildly worried.
He doesn't sound too worried.
Keith! We're outside in the sun. Big deal.
Keith.
Everything's fine.
You gonna crank it up?
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for this commercial to end first.
I don't even know if he said his last name. All I remember is Keith.
I don't want him to have a last name.
On to another story that we are following tonight. You may have seen it. This video showing hundreds of people partying in Diamond Lake near Michigan-Indiana border over the weekend has gone viral. Many viewers are calling it dangerous and irresponsible.
Look at the dancing.
As coronavirus cases continue to surge. News 8's Donovan Long spoke to one of the men who threw this party. Donovan, what does he make of this backlash he's receiving?
Well, Heather, he tells me he's receiving a lot of threats after the video of the party he posted to Instagram was shared millions of times on the internet.
That bad dancing.
The pushback is so intense that he did not want to show his face on camera.
It's so intense!
The man who posted this now viral video of hundreds of partiers in Cass County's Diamond Lake Saturday is submerged in scrutiny. For that reason, he only wishes to speak over the phone and only identify himself by his first name, Keith.
We're getting a lot of negative feedback.
Keith says critics are wishing death and sickness upon him after his video surfaced showing people gathering in large groups, not social distancing, and not wearing masks during this 4th of July party. What do you say to the people who say that you are helping to spread the virus?
We say that
that, you know, we'll find out in a couple of weeks.
You guys have no worries.
I mean, minimal worries. Could have spread the virus, but it also could have not spread the virus. You know what I mean?
Infectious disease can't be that, experts not calling be that this logic. Large
and nobody knows his last name.
Extremely frustrating to see this kind of
buzzkill
for social distancing.
Dr. Russell Lampin says the likelihood of spreading COVID-19 here is high.
And a number of studies have shown that up to 40% of people who are infected with COVID have little to no symptoms. So they may have no idea that they're sick, but still capable of transmitting disease to other people.
Keith says his camera did not capture some people who were social distancing or this warning he issued.
We did make some announcements warning people and try not to get too tight and close to each other, but you know, the young kids want the freedom and they want to have fun. And
although Keith says he's been throwing this party with other Cass County residents for decades, doctors say this year he should have broke tradition.
We've been doing it for 30 years and we didn't want to stop this year.
Yeah, it's like pinch hitting a guy who's in the middle of a hitting streak and he only gets one at bat. You can't do that.
Keith!
He's mildly worried because no one knows his last name. That's the main
minimally
mildly worried. We have a lengthy boner line today. I was kind of taken aback by the length. I hope this doesn't turn into any fast forwarding.
Well, you know, we've been getting so many great calls at 209-66-BONER that I have to throw a lot of them away, and I don't want to throw a ton of them away, so this is a long boner line, and we got probably some longer ones in the future, but I'll try to keep them down.
All right.
I didn't realize how long it was until it was over. I apologize.
Let me quickly mention, we're getting a lot of email, as always. Kevin had a special request a couple weeks back. I had a special request for my wife's birthday. I'm not going to say what year it is. For a special shout-out mention, my wife of 38 years... I guess 50 wouldn't work very well because then they'd be married at 12.
All your boy T-Maz ready to step up to the mic. Sounds like it's time for a
shout out.
He sold a car. It's your birthday. You're a
Yeah. Okay. I started listening to you and Mike 30 plus years ago. So 30 plus years ago. Was he in Arizona?
Was Mike in Arizona too?
It was close, but not quite. Two of our four adult kids now listen as well. You said to remind you closer to July 9th, so I'm doing that. You just don't know how much you'll mean to her. So thanks so much, Vance. Her name is Michelle Klaft. So Michelle Klaft.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Michelle Klaft. Sweet listener.
She sounds hot.
And a girl. That's a big one, man.
Congratulations.
I hope you feel better on your 60th than I did.
Aw.
I don't know why that six just felt really bad, but you've got four kids. You've got a meaningful life. I'm sure Michelle will handle it very well.
You really sold that.
Adam sent me something about the Hernandez lover. Pure cocaine.
Yeah.
He got a lot of activity. His vocal fry and Boston accent were just too much for Adam. He couldn't quite handle it. And then, Jay sent something. He said the Hernandez lover... He wondered if the guy interviewing him, was that Martin Bashir from the Michael Jackson thing? Was that him?
No.
No way?
No. It was some. What has happened to Martin Bashir?
I don't know. He was so good.
Disappeared, man.
I did have people asking me if that was the dude from Mr. Deeds, the guy that was Winona Ryder's boss who had that wicked accent.
It was a generic like Australian accent. I don't know who that guy is.
His glasses were outrageous. Was he a little like
Mac McGrath? That's what it was.
Was our friend Ian from? We got in a big argument with him on the air, and he became a friend.
Ian Halperin.
Ian Halperin.
Oh, I love Ian.
Yeah, Ian's wild. Ian has crazy glasses.
Got to have another. And he knows it. He knows it.
He loves it.
He's got to have another book out soon, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. He writes great books too. Thomas sent. Let's see. My wife made me go see Hamilton in Chicago about 3-4 years ago. The whole way there, she kept telling me how great the music is. I love it.
Oh, she ruined it for him then.
And then we saw it. I did not like it at all. And when I told her this, obviously I'm some kind of idiot in her mind. Then we saw it in Detroit, and I had the same opinion. Again, she tells me I'm an idiot. Now the damn thing is on TV somewhere, and she's trying to get me to watch it with her, not falling into this trap again. So then I answered him and said, have you informed her what a racist she is for liking it so much? I think that's your best line of attack. And I sent him... four or five articles about how it glamorizes racism and how much money is being made on this glamorization of racism. I haven't seen Hamilton.
I'm telling you, you would hate it, but
does it glamorize racism?
No. No, not at all. But the point is,
normalize it? I mean, it's making money off racism.
Well, the point is, it's about the founding fathers. So, yeah, there is a lot of slavery going on back then. Unless you mean because black people are playing white characters. Is that racist?
Here, let me give you a quick snippet. This is just a couple second snippet of Hamilton. This is what you would expect if you were to at least watch the Broadway musical.
Take me away to that special place.
That blowjob place.
Where people like us can all live free.
Free to get blowjobs.
Take me away and let's live together. That's blowjobs.
All blowjobs are.
And me.
Let's try. Look at them. Friends, here in Oz, you love blowjobs. Suddenly, this is a free blowjob.
Yeah, so that's just a clip from Hamilton. It's one of those things where you take your wife out and you really enjoy the experience, and then you might get rewarded afterwards.
I get it.
It's a good show.
That would be about the only reason I would. Why did that
email?
People might.
Why did that emailer hate it so much? Did he say?
I think he was just bored.
Really, it's such a good story.
Well,
unless you don't like history.
The thing is, the guy who's putting this on, is it Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Right. Yeah. He annoys me.
He sounds like a huge weasel right now. He's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that I didn't apologize for this a long time ago.
He admitted it, though. He admitted it a while ago. Like, yeah, sure, of course. Founding fathers, yeah. As he's counting his, I think he's worth $45
million. Yeah. Shouldn't he be giving the money to BLM?
Oh, I wouldn't.
That's what I'm going to propose.
I wouldn't be surprised if he does donate to Black Lives
Matter. He might throw him up, you know, a couple percent.
Yeah, it's not a racist musical, though.
Well, it's kind of, it seems like it sure is making a lot of money off glamorizing that period of time. It's before electricity, so I have nothing to say about it. Well, do the slave owners, does it appear that they are profiting from their slave ownership?
Well, I think the idea is because of Hamilton and, you know, he wasn't a slave owner, but he worked for a lot of people that were slave owners, including his father-in-law, who was the richest man in New York. He's a fascinating individual.
I would think that this thing might be in trouble, except that the arts community loves it so much that it'll be deemed uncancelable. It will not get canceled. I can almost tell you immediately if something will be canceled or not, depending on who it would bum out if it cancels.
It is very multicultural, the performers in it.
Oh, it has a diverse cast?
Oh, yeah. There's probably more minorities than there are white people.
Well, then, like I said, I never dreamed it would be canceled. I'm really joking about it. I don't expect it to be canceled.
I think it's funny, though.
I'm not really in favor of cancellation, but if it was another group of people putting it on, it could be canceled. But not with this group and not with Hollywood loving it so much. I mean, the reviews are just sterling. You can't give it a bad review. You're not allowed to. It's by law.
See, I honestly wanted to hate it because I knew you would take this stance. Or the Larry David stance.
I know I would hate it.
I know you would hate it, but I said I wanted to hate watching it. Well, honestly, it's a good story, and I don't know.
I have no reason to stand by Larry David's appraisal, but I do anyway, that people are pretending
There might be some people, yeah. By the way, did you know Hamilton would have been, the thing is he probably would have been president if he didn't have a torrid affair, which he admitted to by writing about it?
Who did he nail?
Some broad in New York City, and he banged her, and then her husband found out, and he's like, give me some money! So he paid off this guy for like 4 months.
I bet you're banging your roommate that was in the shower.
and then a reporter found out, and then Jefferson and all his enemies found out, and they thought he was embezzling money from the Treasury. And so his only defense at that time was, all right, I just gotta come clean. I just gotta write about it. And so after he wrote about it, that was the end of him. Nobody wanted to hear a fucking word out of Hamilton.
And this was the husband after he got that paid.
You should kick this dude's ass, man. Don't sit there, man, and dump that ugly, nasty bitch right next to you, man.
It's really, I don't know, it's a fascinating story.
Well, Brian, I'll give you a quick, honest review of Hamilton. Someone who doesn't feel like he has to like it just because everyone else says it's great. First, you have to like musicals in order to like it. Okay, well, then I'm out.
I would agree with that.
All right, Hamilton.
If you don't like musicals, it won't keep your interest at all. Every word in the show is sung.
That's not true, but yeah.
So what? People break into song? They're talking and they break into song?
Yeah. Just
I don't know anyone that ever does that. So I don't know why I appreciate content when people are breaking into song. If Brandon starts breaking into song, I'm going to just turn his mic off.
Here's what I understand. You love music, right?
Yeah, I like rock.
And you like good stories. So why wouldn't you like both of them together?
Then I recommend this great... I got the perfect one for you. It's starring Tom Cruise. It's called Rock of Ages. You're going to love it.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think
I actually watched part of that.
That movie is laughable to watch. But I've seen it on stage. It's not that bad if you like 80s rock music.
So every word is sung. There's no actual dialogue to relax to from scene to scene.
It does move. It's really fast.
He probably fell asleep for half. Doesn't realize it. That's why he thinks it's short, too. I didn't really notice too much that this was before electricity. The music was pretty good. The biggest compliment I can give it is that I didn't really look at my watch to see how much longer this 2 hour and 40 minute thing. 2 hours and 40 minutes?
It's long.
What?
That's funny you said that, though.
Oh, my God.
I was telling Brandon about it.
Are you kidding? And everyone likes it?
It flies, man.
So this would be like watching Goodfellas. It's that exciting?
It moves. I mean, they're different songs. It's not like the songs are 12 minutes
long. But Goodfellas, you don't feel like you're watching a long, long movie.
I mean, I didn't feel like we were watching it.
I'll go home and get you a fucking shine box.
We started it at like 10 at night, and I didn't feel like, oh my God, this is ever going
to
end.
So it was as exciting to you and as quickly moving as Goodfellas when you went to Hamilton the first time?
It's exciting.
But you would watching either one would be thrilling, equally thrilling.
I was as entertained, yeah.
Wow. Oh my God, that's unbelievable. Of course, I had nothing else going on, so I have friends to whom I would definitely recommend the show. I'm not sure I would recommend it to you, but I can say I enjoyed it,
and
I went into it looking for reasons not to like it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I agree with that guy. Peas in a pod.
If you like people breaking into song, Brian, that's great.
There are a few examples. I love when It's Always Sunny put together their musical.
You gotta pay the troll toll. If you want to get into that boy's hole, you gotta pay the troll toll to get in.
And, you know, also, South Park, they've always been kind of musical, and that's what I've loved about that. You know, the movie was a musical. It had tons of nominations for, you know, Grammys and Academy Awards.
Have you seen Book of Mormon? Because Drew saw it and hated it.
I never saw Book of Mormon.
It's funny.
It's a musical.
Yeah, but it's funny. You gotta get over the stigma.
You like Team America World Police. And
that's
they
a musical.
Song.
I love
that's
Team America.
Musical.
I did. That was not a musical. That was a movie.
So you don't want to see the people alive. You want to put on
a
film.
Parody of a musical. I love this movie. All right, enough Hamilton. Jesus Christ.
I didn't bring it up.
How long have we been talking about Hamilton?
About as long as the movie.
Joe sent in something about Chris Franz's book about the Talking Heads. Thank you, Joe.
Did you see what the drummer? That's the drummer.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's married to Tina Weymouth, who's the bass player.
He is.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Yeah. He's a little salty.
Wait, is Chris Franz the
drummer?
He's a drummer. Yeah, he's
got
the
new book out.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound terribly flattering in terms of David Byrne. Because it just, first of all, the interview, they got into the fact that he thought, or he's heard since that he's autistic, and he thinks that maybe that explains a lot of things, like the fact that he doesn't talk to him anymore, and they never really had any problems getting along. He just sort of just left him in the past.
I heard he's retarded or something.
But Talking Heads, there's no doubt, if they reunited, they're all alive, they're not that old. That would be a big tour. I think it'd be a huge tour.
He agrees. He said they haven't spoken face-to-face in 17 years, and even though the drummer lives a quick drive away from New York City and Connecticut, Byrne didn't invite him to see his 2019 musical, American Utopia, at any point during its run on Broadway.
I thought that was a little butthurt about that. But, you know,
so
honestly,
what? Go buy a ticket.
That seems kind of dumb, doesn't it? Buying a ticket? Your songs are in the musical?
Well, yeah, but if you're waiting for him to invite you...
Yeah, I personally wouldn't want to go anyway because it's a musical.
But I
think you did him a favor by not inviting him.
Wait a sec. Didn't you see the Beatles do Cirque du Soleil or something? Did you like that?
Yeah, but that was the Beatles' music. It was their music. It wasn't other people breaking into it.
They didn't change it.
They never broke into their songs. Okay. There weren't actors. It was all the Beatles' music. They did move tracks from certain songs into other songs, which is kind of weird, but... Let's see. Fishy sent me something about Green Day, Give Me Some Truth, which is a cover of a John Lennon song.
Sure seems fishy.
Pretty good.
They have a musical, too, American Idiot.
Well, probably won't go, but I mean, I wish them luck.
Fake!
JR sent me something
about... I wish them luck.
I wish them the best luck always. JR said something about the Harvard girl, you know, who was wanted to stab everybody if they said all lives matter. She wants to stab them, and she lost her job. Well, it turns out she did not have a job. She had an internship, and they canceled it. It was a two-week internship.
But the internship, Drew, had a – where is it at? It was – she had a conditional full-time offer, and that's taken from the GoFundMe for her.
Yeah.
The look on your face. Wait, listen to this write-up.
There's a GoFundMe for this dope?
Yeah, listen to this write-up. Oh, hi, everybody. Geez. I'm going to – what's her name? Is it Claria?
Clara.
Clara. What's that I doing in there then? C-L-A-I-R-A.
Claire, you know, without the A, it's just Claire.
All right, anyways, I'm one of Clara's classmates from school. We've been friends since sophomore year of college. Inspired by a similar GoFundMe started for Clara in 2019.
What?
She had one in 2019.
The same girl?
When she was going through a family crisis, we decided to give this GoFundMe, start this GoFundMe yesterday upon learning she was conveniently rescinded from Deloitte a day after she went viral. Claire was such
conveniently. No, she threatened to stab people. She threatened violence to people who said three words that are perfectly reasonable to put together in some people's eyes.
Claire was set to begin a 2-week remote internship at Deloitte. So she hadn't even started yet.
No, it was later this summer. It was in August.
And she had a conditional full-time offer. Well, guess she broke one of the conditions. She is not.
She made it sound like she was working, like she had her dream job, like it was all in her hands.
She is not in a financially stable situation. She is an orphan with no living blood relatives who lost their single mother in 2019.
That's why she had the very first GoFundMe, because her mother passed away and they raised $3,600 for her.
Which is sad, but I don't know why she needs money for this.
Wait, how did she pay for Harvard?
She's on financial aid, full financial aid.
Oh, that's a pretty good deal. I mean, it seems
she's
to me
pay it back,
for all the horrific things that have happened to her, you know, including people getting upset because she's going to stab anyone that says all lives matter. That was how that happened to her. I don't know. I mean, she got a full ride to Harvard. That's pretty good.
Yeah. You think she'd be a little smarter and maybe stay off TikTok.
So $3,600. So what's this GoFundMe raised?
Oh, well, its goal was 10,000. At that time, it was well over. It was about 11,000.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, people want to give money to somebody who does that.
She's also receiving the proverbial death threats and rape threats, which that's a new one.
Well, she threatened people with death, so I guess if she doesn't think it's that bad to say what she said, then she shouldn't be that upset. Yeah, I heard her saying, I'm being threatened. It's really funny seeing someone crying about being threatened after they said, if you say your next person is here, say all that matters, I'm going to stab you, I'm going to stab you, I'm going to stab you.
Someone should go up to her and test her and see if she stabs them.
Reminds me, Harvard, by the way, announced that they are doing all classes
remotely.
Online.
Remote. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the tuition is still $50,000 for all online classes.
Yep.
What the? That
I can
make that
much money in 5 seconds.
That's hilarious. What an absolute ripoff.
If I went there, I would think I would take a gap year. Say, I'll be back next year.
$50,000 for online classes. Wow. That is amazing. I guess some freshmen might be on campus.
Yeah, I thought.
Wait, why are they having freshmen on campus? If it's so dangerous, why would you have anyone on campus?
I know.
Meanwhile, Yale, they're so busy being racists, they probably haven't dropped their tuition either. Named after slave trader, and of course, calling their team the Elis, named after Eli, the slave trader, Eli Yale.
They were the Bulldogs.
Literally cheering on slavery, cheering for slavery.
Knock it off.
And slave trading. I bet their tuition is not discounted. And I don't know what they're doing there. But
did you see Trump chimed in about the Redskins and the Indians, Washington Redskins and the Cleveland Indians?
What did he say?
He tweeted, they named teams out of strength, in all caps, not weakness. But now the Washington Redskins and Cleveland Indians, two fabled sports franchises, look like they're going to be changing their names in order to be politically correct. Indians, like Elizabeth Warren, must be very angry right now.
God. Is he going for the Tom Mazzaway vote?
Well, no, she's look. She is. Is it offensive? You tell me. Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Pocahontas? Is that what you said?
I mean, I'm honestly surprised how many people think this is really dumb. I don't know why anyone cares which way.
That's what I was going to ask you. Would you... It's a little different, but would you care if the Chicago Cubs changed their name?
I probably wouldn't like it, but I mean, that's my team. But most of the people who are so invested in this, they're not Cleveland Indians fans.
Exactly.
How often are they offended by this? And I don't understand, like, why the Braves or the Indians are different, or why the Seminoles are different, or why are the Seminoles
they're not Indians. Braves, I don't really get. Chiefs, I don't really get, because there's been calls about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Shouldn't everyone make the change at once, or just not make the change, instead of this constant battle back and forth? I mean, it seems like people just want to fight about something.
You're right.
I know.
Yeah,
now
it's
I'm
culture
seeing,
war.
What now I'm seeing Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish.
Yes, I saw that.
Did you read that guy's column?
Whose?
The column Brandon sent in the prep, the guy that wrote about the Fighting Irish.
Oh, no, I did not read the column. I've read a lot about it, though, before this.
I read about 80% of it, and it's almost a defense of it. So I'm like, what is the point here? And then he just goes, but I think it should be changed. Wait, the rest of your column, you're kind of standing up for, you know, where it came from.
Honestly, on the basis of all the other things people are complaining about, I don't know why that's okay.
What do you mean?
To call them Fighting Irishmen.
What's wrong with it?
Well, who decided, I mean, are all the Irish people okay with that?
Apparently. I haven't heard anybody say that.
There are people complaining about it now.
But they're Irish is a group of people. I mean, that's a...
Well, Native Americans are a group of people.
Yeah, but who's the Native Americans? The Cleveland Native Americans?
Oh, well, Indians, okay, why...
I think that's the exception.
Explain why Indians... That's why is Indians so offensive?
Because they're not...
Well, if they're not that, then why is it offensive?
That dope Christopher Columbus thought he was in India.
If they're not Indians, then why are they offended?
Well,
they're not talking about them.
Because that's what they should really do.
If it's a misnomer, then why does it matter?
Just put a person from India on the hat.
I'm serious. I don't know what Brandon's article says, but I seriously, there were people really upset and saying, okay, it's time for Notre Dame to do this. And of course, people were just blasting this, like, oh, boy, this is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard. Notre Dame, no way. This name is important.
Who else in the level car say yay?
I mean, now I want them to change it.
It's funny to me that the name would be so important.
Now I want them to change it. Wouldn't that be great?
I thought it was kind of funny, actually. It's one of those things I'm rooting for controversy, but I really don't want anyone to cave into political correctness. But at the same time, I'm rooting for certain controversies to, like, fully bloom, like the Yale Elis.
Aren't they culturally appropriating Notre Dame anyways from France?
Yeah. They shouldn't be allowed to be called Notre Dame.
Burn the school down.
I just want Yale. I want pressure on Yale so bad, especially because they said, just a right-wing poke.
Yeah.
It's like, no, he's a slave trader.
They never will.
It's not a right-wing poke. He is a slave trader, whether the right wing brings it up or the left wing. So in other words, they need someone on the left. How do we – can we raise money? Can we start a GoFundMe for someone on the left to go after Yale who will get retweeted?
Trying to think of who. Who would be a
– I realize it's nothing but a shit stir, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because Yale – I mean, the fact that it would hurt people from Yale is so funny to me, because that's the only reason it won't change. They all know it's wrong to be named after a slave trader. That's not in doubt. But because Yale is important, it opens doors for people. We can't change the name for Yale. It's like the ultimate privileged thing.
Hey, we've been around for 200, 300 years. We ain't changing it.
And it sounds like bullshit, too. The idea that you pay $50,000 for an online education at Harvard really makes me think not so much about Harvard. And by the way, they also have a giant, they've got endowment? $40 billion in an endowment. Yeah, why do they have to charge people that much?
Yale's is like $30 billion.
Well, so why do they have to rip people off?
I don't know. I wonder,
I mean,
is it written?
It's all about the money.
Well, everything's always about the money.
But college is supposed to be, educating people and getting them ready for the world.
Yale and Harvard are different. They are private. But, you know, public school like Michigan,
people are buying the name. Rich people,
college.
Yeah.
Wealthy people are buying the name. They're buying the door opening. And that seems like it should be looked down on.
Except
the really powerful people don't want it to be looked on because they want those doors to open for them.
Sure. That's how it's always been. It's always going to be that way, too.
So, okay. Let's see. Any more email? I guess there's a few more, but oh well. Okay, why don't we do the boner line? First, I'll mention, though, that Jim Bentley is still hustling away at Zot Ford, as there's Anthony Ketchum, Steve Gabara, and the hottest sales staff, and they've got that promise. And Steve said, he wrote me today and said, hey, if somebody gets canceled, yeah, we'll take back their car. That's cool. The Ford promise. So if you're planning on doing something outrageous and getting canceled and losing your job, that's part of the Ford promise. That's not really what they had in mind, but the question was, the Ford promise means when you buy or lease your new pre-loved or new vehicle from our friends at Zot Ford or lease it, they promise to buy your vehicle back with no penalty to you if you lose your job anytime during the next 12 months, even if you're canceled, apparently. Mm. So there. It's really simple. Enjoy the peace of mind of knowing if you lose your job, they'll take your vehicle back, and people are going to lose jobs. There's some really, unfortunately. Some
what if it's Eli Yale? Will they take his car back?
Eli Yale? Well, if it's his great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson?
What if it's OJ? If OJ's fired? OJ gets a new Bronco and he's canceled.
It's possible. I think they would probably. It's the Ford promise. What can I do?
Yeah, promise is a promise.
No penalty to you. No questions asked. No blemishes on your credit. No joke. Period. So get on down to Zot Ford or call Anthony on the magic, the bat phone there, 248-215-5151. Bentley is moving wheels out of there to our people on the podcast. So
let me ask your opinion on something. I need to go up there because my car, I don't know if you've ever noticed that underneath the driver's door, there's a nice crack in that front panel.
Underneath the driver's door?
I ran over a curb with my car.
I think you told me about it. I don't think I noticed it.
At what point should I get that fixed? It's a lease.
I'd say never. Because don't you pay for the insurance where they cover $1,500 or something when you turn it in?
I don't think I do. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
I bought it. It's like $7 a month or something. Really? Yeah, and then I plan on, if I don't do any damage, I'll just hit something on the way there. Use it.
Get your money's worth.
Absolutely.
But I'm sitting there going, should I just get this fixed now? But that's going to take time out of my life. Or should I just turn it in and have it get fixed then? Because it doesn't bother me that it's cracked or broken.
I would just... Well, you might want to take it to B&B over in Royal Oak.
I'm going to take it up to Zot, man.
They'll do it more reasonably. They're a little cheaper than a dealership. If you're just trying to get by, if you're trying to just scam Zot and say, look, everything's fine.
Oh, it's not. Well, it's not a Ford, so it's a Lincoln.
Oh, well, then you're on your own.
Abe Lincoln.
Is deals in the D.com. Consider, though, that extra insurance when you lease the car.
I didn't even know it existed.
And the boner line is brought to you by Manscaped. And, oh, my God, we got somebody sent us a drop for the commercial. Did you get that, Brandon?
There really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. It's breathtaking. I suggest you try it.
Ugh. People are sending a lot of drops, which is great. Yeah. And a lot of drop ideas or a lot of drops that you remember that you haven't heard lately, so that's cool. But the Lawnmower 3.0, yes, there aren't many things better than a closely shorn scrotum, as he points out there. And that's what the Lawnmower 3.0 does. It's got that beautiful stand, the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas. And it's 20% off with free shipping, too, if you use the promo code Drew at Manscaped.com. 20% off with free shipping at Manscaped.com. So Manscaped away. And women will just love you more than they already love you. So they bring you the boner line, long boner
line. Listening to Brandon whine about all the work he has to do for the boner line, my gosh, I'm just calling just to give him more work to do.
You dick!
Brandon, I'm sorry for clogging up the lines. I know you got more important things to do, like looking up cameos and bone structures of male porn stars and figuring out what is the next thing you're going to eat that gets placed in front of you. I know this.
Whoa, you got butt slam!
And this call is of absolutely no value whatsoever.
So, butt slam!
Listen, we all know that Kristen delivers Brandon his dinner every night. I also want to know if she sets out his clothes for him in the morning and if he's moved on to pull-ups because he's a big boy.
How long you been waiting to crack out that gem?
Trying to add to Brandon's call list so that he has to do more work so he has more things to bitch about.
You freaking bully, you coward!
I have breaking news with Mort Krim. From 2 a.m. until 4 a.m. tonight, there is a break in the Ridiculousness Network for a show called Revenge Prank for 2 episodes for an hour, and then Double Shot at Love with DJ Pauly D and Vinny. And then straight back to Ridiculousness at 4 a.m.
worst half hour of television ever.
Hey, guys, I need to make a correction. You were talking about Halle Berry and Fred Durst hooking up, and you said they hooked up in 2003. So Halle Berry was probably in 2003 working on a movie or about to called Catwoman, which turns out was one of her worst movies of her career. So really, she was banging Fred Durst while she was probably making the worst movie of her career.
You made very compelling argument.
I want to give you guys a little history lesson.
To let you know.
Information dump.
Lamborghini started out making tractors.
I know!
Lamborghini started out as a tractor company.
I know!
The dude that started Lamborghini Car Company was actually a tractor maker.
I know!
Hey, it's great hearing Mass today.
Yeah.
But what the hell, man? How in the hell did you get his fucking latest podcast show? On Apple iTunes, it says his last show was April 30th.
Damn it.
9 minutes, 55 seconds into the June 24th podcast, it sounds like either Drew coaxed a huge load out of Pablo Escobar, or Pablo Escobar coaxed a huge load out of radio legend Drew Lane.
All right.
Because Pablo, oh my God, he is so... the greed is just incredible.
There's a laugh that Zach Galifianakis has in Dinner for Schmucks that I don't know if you guys have played in a long time, but it's ridiculous.
What's up, boners? Just sitting here taking a shit. Popped in my head. Whatever happened at the drop? Sweetheart, slow down. Keep eating like that, you'll be as big as a barn.
Sweetheart, slow down. When you keep eating like that, you'll be big as a barn.
Drop, sweetness. I have two. And coincidentally, they are both 911 telephone calls. I'd love to hear the lady who says, why don't you go fly a kite with a hole in it? And also, you want us to come over and shoot her?
Why don't you go fly a kite with a hole in it?
The 12-year-old is completely out of control, and I can't, I physically, if she's as big as I am, I can't control her.
Okay, did you want us to come over to shoot her? Are you there?
Excuse me?
That's a joke.
Okay, that's not funny, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Guess what? I'm going to file a formal complaint.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, hold sorry on. Doesn't
hold
cut
on
it. I need a police officer.
Hold on.
That didn't work out well at all.
One drop again that I've been missing. You guys were using it a lot for a while, and now it's kind of gone by the wayside. Whenever you want to say, ooh, someone would play Billy Joel saying, ooh.
I think that's probably the weirdest voice I've ever heard in my life.
Let's get some drops about Tom Cruise from Magnolia.
We like to celebrate Saints. Suck my big fat fucking sausage!
The one that I missed the most, when you guys were trying to get an interview with Robert Duvall, and you were trying to weasel it in, and he said,
don't weasel in!
Okay, here's some drops, guys. Anything from Sling Blades. You know, not funny, queer, funny,
Not funny, ha-ha, funny, queer.
Mm-hmm. Thought of another old drop while I was listening to some of the other old drops on the Borderline. We need to bring back the, you know, John and I did a lot of, gay head. love that drop.
You know, John and I did a lot of, gay head. John loved that gay head. I like to think of gay head.
Talking about drops, one of them that I've been missing, and that Drew actually says a lot, and it brings you back in time, is Jackie Curry, when she was on Detroit City Council. Yeah. And she just, it was a simple drop. She said, today?
Today?
I'm calling about drops that haven't been heard for a while. My absolute favorite one is from Norm MacDonald. Hey, you guys got a lot of growing up to do. You're way out of line, way out of line.
You fellas have a lot of growing up to do, I'll tell you that. Ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. Can you believe these characters? Way out of line, way out of line. I have a good mind to go to the warden about this. You know what hurts the most is the lack of respect. You know? That's what hurts the most. Except for the other thing. That hurts the most. But the lack of respect hurts the second most. Ridiculous.
That's great, man. I wrote another one down that we need to get. Do you remember the Beavis and Butthead one where... I think he says, the song has like a message and it sucks. The message is it sucks.
I'll find it.
When that guy mentioned Jackie Curry, I thought for certain it was going to be,
I will slap your face.
I will slap your face.
You better look where you're going, because I will slap your face.
Which I believe she said that to,
today?
To Kevin Dietz. She's going to slap Kevin Dietz in the face.
That's right, yeah, because we asked him about it when he popped into the studio with us.
Which then, God, this is funny. It just takes you down a rabbit hole, because then I'm thinking of, was that her that said, no more Politrix?
Yeah, but I can't find that one anywhere.
Oh, I remember that drop.
Was that her, or was that someone else running for office?
That was
no more Politrix, which is a great word.
Who thought that? Who remembered that?
Me, I just did right now.
Oh, that was a great drop. Yeah, that was from a commercial.
Yeah.
No. Who was that?
I don't know. We'll find it. Someone will remind us.
Yeah, you missed out on a lot of new drops that are put into the system here, Drew, and we're continuously getting bombarded with them. So more and more and more and more and more and more audio, including ones from your favorite TV shows, ones from your favorite movies. But the hard part is finding those old man on the streets and the old ones from news stations.
That were specific to us, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to find the story. Or
what story?
The
story. Oh, I love that one.
What story?
Joy Badafuco. Hey, we never found the Badafuco song, did we? Badafuco, 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 Badafuco.
Yeah, we did.
We did?
I don't know if
I'm just a mechanic.
I don't know if we saved it, but I know we have that. Or we had it.
What publishing deal? What story?
And then I have his apology. What I don't even know what that's about.
I just, I'm begging you not to put me back in jail, Your Honor. I'm very, very sorry for
it. Fake!
I will never be in front of you again in your courtroom. I promise you that. I just wish that you would consider that for me. Thank you.
That story could be the longest, dumbest story with more branches off it.
Oh, Amy
than
Fisher?
Any dumb
oh,
story.
Oh, yeah. So great.
Because I remember when Joey said, I'm just a mechanic. That was when we got his phone number. We called him out of the blue on the air, and he just wouldn't comment. And finally, he was like, come on, Joey, you got to tell
what
something.
Story?
He says, I'm just a mechanic. And he hung up like,
I'm just a mechanic.
Like he's nothing special.
That's so heavy, Joey.
I don't know why it just hit me that. Do you think Joey Badafuco wears a mask when he goes out?
No.
Do you think he gets mad when someone asks him to put a mask on?
He probably makes a smart-ass comment.
Yeah. But, and without him and the relationship with Amy, we would never have this great audio.
Oh, yeah.
Turn over.
Oh, no.
What?
Turn around, turn around.
This guy.
Yeah.
Lou.
I want to see that ass.
See my man.
Yeah, I love it.
I love it, yeah. It's great.
Moving around, man.
He's beat red right now, too.
Up and down the flats like that. Oh, yeah, like that. What's that, baby?
Ugh.
Oh.
Ugh.
Oh.
Fake.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. We didn't even play the crystal porn earlier, but also, Drew, per your request, Drew.
There's only 15 seconds left, Brandon. Don't worry.
We can unbleep that now.
Look at this. This is my little bit of heaven. My breath.
Oh, Lord.
All right, sorry.
All right, but per your request, I was also able to get some stuff with Boogie Nights that I know that you wanted, looking for. Including, I actually grabbed a bunch of the songs, too, just because they're such great songs.
He will rock you. He will roll you. Baby, don't you know? My heat will move your soul.
Name one other band that's done that.
Yeah, that's not even the good song.
I love when he's fighting over the masters. With the guy from the studio.
The importance of this record is obviously the vocals and not the bass. I mean, you've been doing way too much fucking LSD or something because your ears are just fucked.
Do you think the bass is taken away from the vocals? Did you get that one?
You think the bass is taken away from the vocals?
There it is.
And this is the big song.
Brilliant writing. to write a bad song. You got the touch. Then, great song.
And then one final one that I want to show for you guys today is the Alyssa Milano single, hit single in 1989 that I never knew existed.
What?
You guys never told me about this.
No, I didn't.
I was only
this.
Seriously?
Only 4 years old. Yeah. You see, the more I look at it, the more it reminds me of, you know, what a lot of these young actors do nowadays. You know, they start off doing something and then they put out a song. And
yeah, because they're hot. And so people buy it because they go, oh, I love Alyssa Milano.
And most of the time...
Oh my God, she had four albums?
Dude, check this song out.
That's embarrassing, isn't it?
Takes a minute.
God, who produced this?
It gives you a boner.
What year is this?
89.
Is his name Pressure?
Nope, here comes the hook.
Gotta let it out?
Team Steam.
What does she say?
Team Steam.
Oh, God.
She's so hot.
Team Steam is the name of the song?
Yeah.
It's the steam that you have to release when you're a teenager, you know?
Yeah. Don Johnson had a big hit.
Oh, yeah.
With Barbara Streisand.
Legit, though.
It was,
Wasn't it?
He was banging Barbara Streisand, so she said, you want to put your crank down for a second and do a song with me? We can have a hit. Because you got Miami Vice, and I'm an incredible singer. I mean, it's a big hit. Eddie Murphy had Party All the Time.
Oh, yeah, and he had the butt. Wasn't that his? Not.
Well, the butt was funny. Party All the Time was. Could there be a more cliche song ever?
Party All the Time. She wanted a party all the time.
Boogie in the Butt.
Boogie in the Butt. Love that song.
Nothing lives. There's Don Johnson. Nothing grew
till I love you. Pussy.
That crank just hanging there. Ugh.
She was another annoying part of the David Foster.
Oh God!
This guy's wieners. You know,
documentary,
right?
I bet Maz liked the song. I bet he liked it.
Of course he did. He loves Streisand.
What I'm most proud of is my penis.
Don's got a beautiful voice. I was
lost. Ugh.
Jesus.
Slut. Wouldn't
see. Wouldn't find. Travolta had a hit. Travolta was on Bandstand.
Was that Letter In? Was that the name of the Travolta
one? I think so.
Got a letter in.
Actors.
Can I play that one part from the David Foster?
Oh, Bruce Willis had hits, remember?
Yeah.
Bruno and the Heaters?
Yeah. My favorite song he ever did was Seagram's Golden Wine Coolers. Do you remember that?
Yes. He did Respect Yourself, too, the Staple Singer song, which is such a great song. And he probably had a bigger hit than they did, which is so disturbing. Let's see. Non-musicians that had hit records. There's got to be a good site for this, right?
I forgot what he looked like with hair. Not like a bunch of dudes on a porch singing about wine coolers. Golden wine coolers.
He just thought he was so fucking cool. I mean, it was hard for him to not think about how cool he was.
Pretty cool.
What would you like?
Well, I don't know. What do I feel like?
Why not try something you've never had before?
Is that a line?
No, it's a drink. Seagram's Golden Wine Cooler. It's wet, it's dry, it's smooth, and it's Seagram's.
You sound like a commercial.
You're buying it?
The drink?
And in the future, the heirs will give all their money to a guy named Vanguard. Oh, wasn't that the Seagram's family?
It sure was. Here, I want to play some song from my favorite actor turned musician. Hold on, let's see.
Oh God!
What? Hold on. Yeah.
What an ass.
Actors and hit records. Who is this? Is this Bruno?
One of the greatest actors of our time. This is also one of the best drummer bands.
You're still in bed, but it's time to go. You bump your head, you stub your toe. The landlord says the rent's 2 weeks behind.
Who is that?
It's the Bacon Brothers.
Oh, God. I just saw his movie, by the way, which is Get Out of Here or Leave Now or something. It's a scary movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he's still making.
He's married to, is it Siegfried? What's her name? Siegfried? Amanda Siegfried?
Amanda Siegfried, yeah.
God, she's pretty.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're only 60 years apart in age.
Yeah.
I know, they rent this place out, and all these wacky things happen.
Don't forget Bradley Cooper had a hit with In the Shallow.
Oh, God, that's the worst. This is the worst. In the shallow. Why don't they have...
Do you know who would have made this a better song according to the documentary?
Shallow.
David Foster. Did you catch that part?
No.
At the end, he's talking about retiring because I'm just sick of this. I've been in this submarine in a studio, no windows. I'd rather be out on a yacht. And he's going on. He goes,
and it's just stupid that I'm in this world.
I'm not going to work with the Lady Gagas in the... The producer, the maker of the film goes, that's bullshit. You would. And he's like, no. And he goes, Bradley Cooper stars more and you wouldn't want to work with her? He goes, all right, fine. He actually corrected him.
Bradley Cooper is so stupid. And this whole thing, oh my God, they're so, oh my God, they look at each other.
I know.
The camera's over his shoulder. You can see he's looking right at Lady Gaga and she's looking right. Oh my God, I'd pay $1 million to see him fuck. Women would, I'm serious, women would pay so much
so
on a pay-per-view if Bradley would nail Gaga for charity.
Yeah, there'd be floods everywhere.
Actually, it wouldn't even have to be for charity.
Yeah.
Here's a movie.
Missed money.
I would just like to say to you, get it on.
Here's 19 movie stars who've charted. Anna Kendrick, Cups.
That was a
from
big
a movie
song.
From the acapella movie. What was that?
Stupid. Oh, wait. Jennifer Lawrence.
J-Law?
Number 12 on the charts alongside James Newton Howard. What song is this?
Is
Love is an Open Door?
That's just a Disney song. It's okay. From Frozen.
Kristen Bell charted?
That's a Kristen Bell song. Love is an Open Door.
Oh, that is Kristen Bell. Meryl Streep charted with Mamma Mia.
Dumb. God,
stupid.
These are all going to be from movies,
though. Jimmy Fallon charted?
He did.
He made a brief Hot 100 appearance with Will I Am with EW in 2014, as part of our recurring sketch.
Which is not a funny sketch.
Huey Lewis.
It was an idiot boyfriend. That was like a parody. So that was a song that flopped for him. Do you remember that?
No.
I do not.
It was. Yeah.
Let's Get Retarded.
He went really
was a great
high
song.
Pitch.
Let's Get Retarded. Why is it Will I Am canceled?
Cancel him!
Yeah, and the NBA for using the other version.
Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow and Huey Lewis charted. With Cruising from that movie, the karaoke movie.
Oh, we're missing a big one, too, I just thought of.
Here's Jimmy Fallon. This is why it failed. Check it out. Go ahead.
Anne Hathaway charted? A Dream to Dream?
From Les Mis.
Adam Sandler Hanukkah song charted. Lindsay Lohan.
I know what you want. And I know what you need.
Not funny. Not funny, Fallon.
But I'm all screwing up, yeah.
Cool bass line, though.
And I'm your boyfriend, yes, I am.
Okay.
I think there's another one that hit the top 20 by an actor, if I just got to find it here.
Lindsay Lohan charted with Confessions of a Broken Heart, Daughter to Father.
Oh, God. Wait, did Michael chart
just
too?
Just a struggling actor with a sick.
Does he get credit for that?
No.
What?
Bruce Willis. Bruno and the
Heaters. Seagram's Golden Wine Coolers.
Andy Samberg with I Just Had Sex. That charted.
That's a funny song.
But what about the real ones like Don Johnson?
Lonely Island is like Murph. A legit, their albums, they have a lot of legit songs. I mean, I guess they're all parody in one way, shape, or form, but the production value is so high that it just seems like it's an actual album.
I'm talking about total dinguses that charted.
Well, I got one for you, because this guy, I think, is better known as an actor, but this song hit number 19. I'll give you one guess, one hint to guess who it is.
Whoa! Why is my Joey Lawrence, of course! This is probably a big hit.
Can't number 20, baby. Whoa! He looks like the Rico Suave guy in this video.
He won't do the woe anymore.
Is he on Cameo, Brandon, as Cameo's
friend? Yes, he is.
I bet you for Cameo he would go, whoa.
Doesn't he have a shaved head now?
Yeah, he's ripped too, man. He's been working out. Body's looking good.
Cool.
Yeah, here he is. That's why his career's doing so well. $150.
$150 for him to go, whoa. It might be worth it.
Whoa. Yeah, I would pay it. Blues Brothers. Blues Brothers had a big hit.
Joey Lawrence. How are you?
Oh, play it. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
All right, so first of all, this is booked by the greatest husband in the whole world, Jake. And he wants me to send you guys a happy 10th anniversary. 10 years, a decade. Whoa. Amazing. Whoa. That is a blessing, no doubt. He says that, you're the best wife on the entire planet. He loves you so much.
You already said that, idiot.
And that you're a big fan of mine, which is super cool.
No, he's not.
And that one of your most traumatic experiences growing up was when you accidentally left one of my albums at a campsite or something. Crazy. Anyway, I hope you're able to replace it. And I love the fact you like my music. I'm actually working on some new music.
Yeah, it's going to suck.
But, you know, and I have songs.
You
have
some new, you are? Why?
Nobody wants your new
I
music.
I love music. Anyway, it just, it does my heart good to know that fans like you are out there, because it's, you know. It's
who is still his fan?
Years and
are there really people going in the world? Oh, my God, what's Joey doing lately?
So I hope you're staying safe during these crazy times, and you and your hubby are just hunkering down and maybe getting back out there now, hopefully, as the states seem to be reopening slowly. But God bless. Happy 10th anniversary.
The dumbest hook
another 10
ever.
And 10 years after that, and 50 more after that. We'll talk again soon, Chrissy.
Say whoa.
Thank you, fan. Bye.
What a beautiful gift that was. Oh
wow, you know, it's probably like he's probably got a clause like, I won't say whoa, kind of like the guy who won't say dynamite.
Because, he would not say whoa. He was interviewed and he's like, no, that's in the past, and I don't want to go back there.
We forgot another one too. Remember this one? Let's see. I'm going to jump forward a little bit.
Oh, Jack Wagner?
Oh, no, but that's a good one.
Laura Maz loves that song.
Dr. Peter Burns?
Yes. Oh, Chris, this is Chris Cross, isn't it? Oh, wait. Oh. Close to me. Is this a Wagner?
Number three on the chart.
Patrick. Oh, Swayze. It's Swayze.
Swayze, yeah. She's out of my league.
Just a fool to believe everything she needs. This is a big hit, too, I think.
Yeah.
She's like the wind. She's like the wind that is so heavy. Scooby dooby doo bop.
Stupid.
Soul Man was number 14 for the Blues Brothers. George Burns had a hit. I wish I was 18 again.
George Burns had a hit song.
Yes. Keith Carradine, I'm easy.
Is it spoken word for a Burns?
I don't know, but it's got to be funny. I'm sure Gracie gets a mention of it too.
Hilarious.
Keith Carradine, I'm easy. That was a big hit.
Steve Martin had a hit.
Richard Chamberlain had a hit.
Steve Martin's had a few bluegrass.
Yeah, Steve Martin had King Tut. That was a huge hit.
Yeah. Dumb, but
Cheech and Chong. Yep, Basketball Jones was a big hit.
Oh, listen to this piece of crap! Remember this piece of crap? Hang on. That's the only way to describe this. 1985.
Billy Crystal. Mingo.
So nice to see you. Number
you look
50,
marvelous.
Number 58 on the chart, yeah. Like Stitchorys and Fred Astaire. Let's play the honor.
Just looking into your eyes, darling, I can tell that you have the legs of a dancer. How stupid. So bring those legs and the rest of your body over here. Whoa. And in Nando's private friends. Darling, I got to tell you something.
sure is hilarious.
I don't say this to everybody. You look marvelous.
Oh, God. Dumb.
Who's Michael Damian?
Michael Damian.
Was he in The Young and the Restless? He did a cover of The Prisoner of Young and the Restless, watching the show. Did so many American bands and auditioned me? Oh, he's a singer on the show, I guess.
Oh, well, that's recorded... like the guy from 90210.
Ray. Oh, that's another one. Yeah, Ray, who beat up... He beat up...
Donna.
Donna, yeah. Fucking asshole. He's canceled. Cancel that song.
She would have done it for real.
People actually dug that song. He was trying to make a musical comeback, by the way, whatever that guy's name is.
No one can remember his name. Don, of course, was...
Well, just Google Ray in 902. I can't believe you remember his name is Ray.
Well, it kind of fit the character.
Rock On was a big hit.
Ray Pruitt, played by Jamie Walters.
That's right.
What was this big hit?
Oh, wow.
Damn it.
Let's see.
He was such an asshole on that show.
He was.
Hold On. That was it.
Wait, Zac Efron had a hit? Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens debuted in the Hot 100 with Get Your Head in the Game.
Okay, so that must have been from High School Musical.
Yes, it was.
All right, here you go, Mark. This one's all for
you.
Get
Your Head in the Game! Get your head.
I remember he played this at the Peach Pit. After Dark.
Yeah. Peach Pit had... Goo Goo Dolls played the Peach Pit. They did. Don't laugh. That was a huge night. Oh, Jamie Foxx and his stupid hit.
I don't want to see you ever sad.
God, he's so heavy. He's really sexy.
Everything
I like the way he's looking right at the camera when he sings.
Yeah. Well, it's like he's singing to you.
Like, I know.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
Most straight guys get hard when he looks right at them.
Jeez, I got a little chub.
Exactly.
Whoa.
What was Jamie Foxx's hit?
Blame it on the alcohol.
Oh, Gold Digger. He's on Gold Digger.
Yeah.
He's on something else, too. Donald Glover. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Childish Gambino.
Yeah. Lauren Green from Bonanza had a hit.
He did?
Yeah. Let's see. I think it's a spoken word. Ringo? Ringo went to number one. Is that about Ringo Starr?
How about this one? There's a very famous actor on this song.
Hill and Gully Rider, Hill and Gully.
It's from 1957, the Banana Boat song.
Hill and Gully Rider,
this is a legit song.
Oh, wait, who's on it?
Alan Arkin was a member of the band, The Terriers. Like, come on, go.
Oh, I got a big one. I got a big one.
There is a really big one that I know that it's I've been thinking about of actually somebody who's legitimately been very, very good in the rock and roll world.
Oh.
At least success-wise.
Who?
Jared Leto.
Oh, yeah. 30 Seconds to Mars. Yeah.
Wait, who had the hit? Was it Ray from 90210 that had that? How do you talk to an angel? Is that the same guy?
I don't think so, is it?
It's on the list here. Wait, let's see. This series never gained traction.
Yeah,
Ben Walters was cast on 90210. I think it is his song.
It's not Ray.
No, it's not Ray.
Yeah, okay. He was singing.
It's Jamie Walters.
Well, no, yeah, he's singing, but...
I mean, if it's all right, I think... I might be able to help.
How deep? How do you talk to an angel?
Sure, it's your song. Show us what you got in mind.
Oh, is this his audition on 90210 for Peach Pit?
Hey, look who finally decided to show up. Where you been?
Hey, Dennis.
Prima Donna.
It's okay, man. Have a seat. We'll take care of it.
Oh, don't be mean.
Wait,
they're
going to kick the lead singer out for Jamie? Can he learn their songs fast enough?
But he's a wife beater or a girlfriend beater.
Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Ooh, you'd think he'd be nervous, right?
Hugh Jackman had a hit?
He's a song
from one of those movies.
Wait, how do they know the song? Or is he just going to sing solo? Is this going to be a solo track?
This is from a show called The Heights.
Look how intense he is. He's kind of a James Dean type.
He's got so much pressure on him, too. Because the lead singer is just staring at him.
In my mind, I know her face by heart.
Wait, he's singing to a girl in the band.
Heaven and earth.
This song is officially so deep.
Whoa.
Oh my God, he's so deep.
it's funny, all the other people.
Yeah.
They're acting like, oh man, I'm just learning to play along with you.
Talk to an angel and shit.
Wait a sec. John Schneider had a top 20.
Oh, yeah. Hit? Yes, yes.
It's Now or Never.
Is it a cover of Elvis?
Kiss me, my darling.
That's one of the Duke brothers.
Be mine
cousins.
Tonight.
Yeah, I didn't realize this was a hit.
Tomorrow will be too late.
Okay, we'll see you, John. Pay your child support. Pay your back child support, please.
Jail yet?
Vicki Lawrence from the Carol Burnett Show had The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. That's actually a big hit.
It's kind of not a bad song.
It's a good story. I don't know why it's a good story.
Frank Stallone had a hit.
Oh, wow. I found one.
He did have a big hit.
Hey, how about that time that Huey Lewis decided his new duet partner would be Gwyneth Paltrow?
Wait. Somebody not listening to the podcast?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Is this
one,
Cruising?
We
maybe?
Haven't played it yet. Yeah.
Idina Menzel had a hit.
Adele Dazeem, yeah, from Frozen. I'm guessing. Yeah.
Baby, let's cruise.
No way. Ugh. From here.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
Oh, Gwyneth is the best singer. I had no idea.
Don't be confused.
Don't forget. So talented. Hutch had a big hit too.
Oh, Starsky, yeah, David Soul. Yes, it's an emotional song. It's really deep too.
Don't give up on us, baby. We're still worth one.
I won't beat the shit out of you again. I promise.
I know we put.
Come on, Detective Hutch, you can do better than this.
Come out, Soul.
Just before
the day. Dude, just picture this blaring out of the. What car was it when they are driving in San Francisco and they intro?
A Torino?
I think it might be. Yeah. Imagine this blaring out of it.
We can still come through.
Yeah, David Soul. Let's see, I've just bumped into Eddie Murphy. Party All the Time was number 2 on the Hot 100.
It beats a lonely rhythm. All
wait, what's this horrible song?
Gran Torino.
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, the Partridge Family.
Yeah.
I Think I Love You. But David Cassidy
like
was
that
a
song.
David Cassidy was a talent in his own right.
I don't know where this one landed on the Billboard, but it's a local celebrity guy. Let's see here.
Aw. It's a great song.
Oh, Mickey Redman. Now that's some country music right there.
I've been in the booth.
You know how some people sound like themselves talking, singing?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna sing this song. Hey! Get your red on. It's playoff time again.
Wait, Burt Reynolds had a hit song on the Hot 100 in 1980.
Gotta be spoken word.
Let's Do Something Cheap and Superficial from the soundtrack to Smokey and the Bandit 2?
Really?
The movie is so disappointing, I'm surprised he charted.
All right, let's check it out. Here it is.
It's got to be bad. He's going to be talking, I predict.
It's got to be spoken word.
Word! Oh, Will Smith! That's another one.
Fresh Prince.
Though your hair is all in tangles, and your makeup is a mess.
Oh, must be Burt Reynolds or something.
Most of what you're drinking spilling down your dress.
Burt Reynolds was the leading movie star in the world.
Off your boss tools, about all that you can do.
Shatner.
I'll make my proposition, because I'm just as drunk as
okay,
you.
Okay, Burt. All right, David.
Whoa.
What's going on with my damn internet here? I'm just getting to the top all time. Why haven't we heard Party All the Time yet? That was a huge hit.
Let me find it.
It's number 2.
I'll get it.
It's got really clever lyrics. And that unmistakable hit. Oh, Haley Seinfeld had a hit.
She had a couple big songs, didn't she?
I think so. God, it used to be more common in the old days.
Eddie's walking to the studio.
Oh, yeah, because Rick James is on this. Rick James produced it. Yeah, where's Rick James when you need him?
Hiding in a bush from cops that aren't there.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Eddie's, there's Rick giving him instructions.
I like how they have the studio chatter in the song. I think it's so cool. I always thought the song was terrible. Do people actually like this song? I mean, really
probably,
like it?
Yeah.
Really?
Whoa.
I guess if you want to party all the time.
Well, maybe if it wasn't in the studio recording terrible songs.
Party all the time, party all the time, party all the time, yeah. That's all I want to do. Well, this sounds familiar.
It's just to make me laugh so hard when I was a little kid.
Do we hear Travolta's piece of shit song?
No.
I forgot he was in Carrie.
I put nothing in my butt. That's nasty, man. What you talking about? Putting boogies in people's butt. You out your mind or something? You go to jail for doing something like that. Well, step aside, my friend. I've been doing it for years. I say, sit on down.
So
open your eyes and open up your ears. Say, put a tree in your butt. Put a bubble bee in your butt. Put a clock in your butt. Put a big rock in your butt. Say, put some fleas in your butt. Say, stop to sneeze in your butt.
Okay. John Travolta letter in. You know how bad he wanted to see no.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Travolta.
Yeah. I want to hear You're the One That I Want with
oh, from Greece.
Olivia.
Hey, hey.
Only one word comes to mind.
Something she said has stuck
three
in
letters.
My head and I can't get away. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazzy.
Oh, Tracy Ullman had a good song. They don't know?
I don't remember that.
Yeah. You don't remember that? They don't know? It sounds like the Go-Go's or something.
Hmm.
Sort of? Kind of?
You gotta let him in.
They don't know about us.
Who's
they
that?
I don't know. Tracy Ullman?
Is that
when
a
she had her show? Remember her show when it first came out? The Simpsons were on it, I think.
Yeah, I never understood that show. Or the reboot they just had recently.
That was, I think, pretty British, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was on the radio a lot.
Was that a real song? Or
yes.
Or was it a parody?
No, I think it was a real song. I mean, I think it was a joke. Was it the joke that she was, Paul McCartney was her boyfriend or something?
God, I don't, what's the name of it again?
It's now.
They don't know? They don't know? Yeah, they don't know. They don't know about us.
Brandon, so this is John.
Are you listening to the show today at all?
Well, no. I wanted to play it. Did you play the song already?
Yeah, we did.
We might have.
Well, I wanted to bring it up because I was also going to attach it to a drop. But
oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. You ruined it.
I ruined it.
Oh, thanks for using the opportunity when it was played before. We're all supposed to play make-believe.
Hey, Art. Slow down on I'm keep eating like that, you'll be big as a barn.
There it is. Okay, maybe not the Go-Go's. I don't know what it sounds like.
Cyndi Lauper?
Yeah. And I know you mentioned Will Smith, but I'll just play his biggest.
I respect women when I'm on a date. I take them to the park or maybe a museum, and I only try to kiss them if they're ready. Woohoo! What? I want to say what? Help out your mom and dad by getting a job so you can help pay for school supplies. Woohoo! Say ho! Wipe your shoes on the mat when you come in the house. Someone just clean that floor. Woohoo! Say what?
What about all these... doesn't it seem like if a chick is hot enough, she can have a hit record?
Oh, yeah.
Like Lindsay Lohan, Mandy Moore.
Paris Hilton.
I saw Mandy Moore. Oh, God.
Mandy Moore was a singer first, though.
Yeah, she was.
But really, was it that good? I mean, was she really that good?
I mean, it was, you know, poppy.
She did a cover of Hole of the Moon by the Waterboys that actually angered me. It's like, how dare you cover such a cool song?
Well, I mean, you don't think that makes her a cool chick? Like, she...
It's making me want to hear Hole of the Moon. Mark Wahlberg, Good Vibrations.
Who's the actor Richard Harris? Do you know that guy?
MacArthur's Park.
Yeah.
Someone Left to Cake Out in the Rain.
I was going to say MacArthur's Park.
Yeah. Which was covered by Donna Summer. Firing me up for my Ringo concert tonight. Oh, God.
It's the cover.
Rainbow. Oh, no.
Cool. I like it.
Oh, God.
Not bad. You
held it in your hand. Who else has had hits that were just because they were hot? What about the girl, Jennifer Love Hewitt? Did she have a hit song?
She did have a hit song.
Yeah, she did.
I hate that people are so stupid sometimes. She should have been run off television for doing that. Stay in your lane. Stay in your fucking lane.
Amen. Wow, she has a ton of songs.
Oh, God. I mean, at least, you know, Miley Cyrus and a lot of this Disney people can sing.
Yeah.
What about Nick Lachey's wife?
Oh, 98 Degrees. Oh.
What's her name?
He's got a couple good songs, too.
This is my favorite one. We both know that we shouldn't be.
This feels wrong. Baby, it's killing me. This is when it was all in perspective for me. Gotta stay home. We got somewhere else to be. I related so much to bleeding hands from washing so much. But if we go outside now, we might spread the disease. Why is he singing this like it's a romantic thing? I'm staying in
the house. It's time to he only knows me. Romance. Cause staying safe is what it's
all about. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the hardest thing we've ever had to do. It's to stay stuck in our house. Just watching all this madness. It's the hardest thing we've ever had to try. To stay 6 feet apart. When we go outside, nothing to do, no sports on TV. Wash my hands so much that they started to bleed. Damn this quarantine, it's the hardest thing we've ever had to do. But in the end, it's worth it. Together we will get through.
Yeah.
All right, I think I might. I think I might have found the one to end.
That's worse than the Imagine, the fake Imagine version
with all the celebs.
Yeah, it's worse than that. But he's so done that no one bothered with it.
I think this one might be one of the worst ones ever. It's called "Girl, It's All Right," and it's. I don't know if you'll even know who this is by if you hear just here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I want you to stay.
No matter what tomorrow brings. A guy who's been canceled, by the way. I wouldn't make you feel. Loves wearing kimonos. Something so
weak. Kimonos.
Who is this? Steven Seagal, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, he had a hit.
Girl, it's
all
right by me. It's called Girl, It's All Right.
He's got a sexy voice. You know, every female voice in the song was sexually assaulted. That's and then, why of course, you hear lots of voices.
Of course, there's the current star who's trying really, really hard to become a mainstream Billboard 200 attraction, and that's Hawkeye, Mr. Jeremy Renner.
Oh, really?
He has a song?
Oh, he's got a million songs and commercials on all the time.
What? Lordy, lordy.
Course, he's got really long intros to his songs too. Every time I take a ride, I feel alive with nowhere to go.
I'm the king of the road. You're the queen of my throne.
What?
Ugh. All right, that's enough, Jeremy Renner.
Every NBA star has had a rap album, haven't they?
Yeah, Shaq had a big album. He also had an album with the Fushnikins.
C-Webb had an album.
Yeah, Kobe. We know Kobe had a song.
How bad are those albums, by the way?
Pretty terrible. Pretty bad.
And do people buy them? Because, oh my God, it's Kobe.
Here's Steven Seagal playing guitar in a band.
Kobe! He's an amazing Kobe. Talent.
I mean, you can't really appreciate Seagal doing a guitar solo without seeing it yourself. He loves making faces in his hair. What's up with his hair?
Shoe polished on?
Yes. He looks a little bit like Jones.
Jones? Yeah. Jones, you must have had a hit somewhere online. Jonesy!
Weird ponytail.
Hit the solo, Jonesy! I don't think that's even him playing.
All right.
No! Stop it!
Okay, no more for now because I need to tell you about something very important. That's the offices of Dr. Roche are wide open. And you know what? I talked to Tracy today, and they're busy.
Good.
I didn't realize they'd be busy now, but, you know, people have time to heal and stuff. So a lot of people are going for the lipo, body tight. She said Greg had done 6 rhinoplasties in the last week, I believe. And apparently,
your nose looks great.
You know, it's weird that I remember being a kid and people just, you know, when you had a big nose or a nose that was somehow screwed up, it's like you just lived with it. But now a lot
of
people,
your new nose looks great.
When you're 15, they go, yeah, this nose isn't going to work. People do it. That's actually what Greg started out doing. He's very good at nose jobs.
You got yourself a nose job. Did you get some plastic surgery, buddy?
And, of course, boobs, always boobs. And they have this new thing called Evolve that is, it's the same as Body Tight once a week, and it trims, tightens, and tones. And it's not for
why
people.
Why you look different?
You know, if you're.
Why you look different?
If you're super, super heavy, you probably need to exercise and, you know, lose some weight before you do something like Evolve. It's great for people that are a bit overweight and want to get some fat melted off. And tighten things up and tone it up because it contracts the muscles. So it works them out in a way. Sounds pretty cool. I might have to be a guinea pig for that. So call the offices of Dr. Roche if you would like to get a consult in 248-338-1110 or droche.com. Look at the groovy pictures online for Dr. Roche and glad to hear they're busy. Man, most of our advertisers are doing pretty well. Hey, did you I was watching TMZ today, which is always just like 20 minutes of anger
for
me.
What societal ills are they curing today?
Well, they started off with the... I was really interested in the order of their stories, like what they found important and less
important.
But
that's not it. It's whatever they had the best film of.
Not really.
That's usually weighs in heavily to it, though.
But it's got to be the right film. And the thing they liked the best was the tech CEO on the racist tirade on Asians.
Great video.
Asians.
Great video.
And I only saw a little bit where he just said, fuck you Asians or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I mean, it was really like stark. It's just like, what? Is this guy drunk?
Brandon.
Is he just a horrible racist? I mean, company CEO?
I assume he's drunk, first off, right? Isn't there wine in front? Isn't it
He's drinking something.
A vineyard or something. I don't know. But not only that, I'd love to know what made him go off.
Yeah.
Something had to have happened. I'm not going to excuse his behavior, but something had to set him off.
I can't imagine why anyone would do that. It's so stupid, especially right now. It's dumber than ever. It's dumber every day someone does this. And Harvey and Gary Delabate look alike. What's his name?
Charles,
yeah. They went on a big diatribe about it. Said they worked. Now, I don't know. You know, I hear these things, and it's sort of like driving all black in Livonia yesterday. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't know because I'm not black, and I don't drive in Livonia a lot. I was reading all the comments online last night, though. There were a lot of people who were complaining about the Livonia police because they ticket everyone. Apparently, it's a big revenue earner.
Yeah.
And there were black people on there saying, oh, I get pulled over all the time there. And there were others saying, I've never been pulled over, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it was all over the map. And some people were saying, doesn't this billboard belong in Dearborn or outside Dearborn? And I guess they don't allow billboards in Livonia. So they had to put it in Redford.
On Telegraph.
And, it was getting a lot of attention. By the way, there's been 6 freeway shootings in Detroit in this area in the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
What the fuck is that? But anyway, Harvey and Charles said that there's just no ifs, ands, or buts. It's open season on Asian Americans. And I was like,
what?
Is it really open season on Asian Americans?
I didn't get that memo.
That girl
lost her soon-to-be internship with a conditional hiring. She was Asian.
Yeah, but she was going to stab people for saying all lives matter. That's different. I mean, they were implying that people are just going after Asians and firing stuff at them, and they were connecting the dots. They said, and the dots connect directly to Donald Trump, and that this guy was obviously influenced by Trump, which I thought, wait, a CEO of a tech company takes cues from a president who is constantly saying the wrong thing?
Is it Peter Thiel?
No, it's Michael Lofthouse.
That's
I don't even know who he is. But anyway, so that was their lead story. Now, about a half an hour later, they played the
video.
You
want to see that audio or no?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, play it. I mean, it's terrible.
Whoa. Okay, say that again. Yeah, say that again.
They pushed record on the phone. That's why they wanted to say it again.
Pause it for a sec.
Say it again. Now you're shy?
Are you surprised you took the bait?
Yeah, I am.
Okay,
I mean, they obviously turned the phone on to get it on tape.
Yeah, which makes me think, once again, not an excuse, but he must have been hammered.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with him. Maybe he really hates Asian people. I don't know. Yeah. Harvey said he believes what he's saying. He hates Asians. Harvey made that statement. I'm like, well, that's kind of interesting that you know that.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think from what he said that, yeah, he probably does.
You need to leave.
Oh, she's there too?
You are not allowed here.
You do not talk to our guests like that.
Get out now.
Who are these?
Oh, wait. Did he just say,
I already finished?
Yeah.
You're not kicking me out. I'm leaving.
You're a racist.
I waited until I was done, so you couldn't kick me out.
Yeah, he said I had to go first.
It was really hard. I held all my racism in until I finished eating.
And yeah, well, they do end up connecting it to another video here, too. I'm not sure what this one is.
Oh, that's the lady who has been caught on film like 8 times saying really racial type things, and they've arrested her and charged her now.
What did she do to get charged?
Well, here's one of them. I think people have seen this where the one woman is stretching out.
She bumps into her.
Well, she just comes up and starts talking shit to her. But there's been like 3 times this lady has been caught on camera, the same one. She's an older...
Jesus.
I think her last name's Hernandez or something, which I only remember because it sounds like a Hispanic name.
Okay? Next time you ever talk to me like that, you're going to get your ass kicked by my family. They're going to fuck you up.
What did I do?
They're going to fuck you
up. Why? What did I do?
Because you are an asshole. The whole stairs to yourself.
But you had these stairs and that stairs.
Why don't you go somewhere else where you can go to a gym? This is not just for you.
Get the fuck out of this world.
Go back to whatever fucking Asian country you belong in.
Whoa.
Okay, racist.
You fucking bitch. This is not your place. This is not your home. We do not want you here.
Is this what she got arrested for?
I hope you do.
I'm trying to find the story because it was just a few days ago she was arrested.
They're calling her SoCal Karen. And the TMZ story mentions that, because of the Trump reference in the first video, as well as Trump's recent Kung Flu comments.
Well, they led with this Asian story. The guy going off on this Asian couple or this group.
Yeah,
what is this? So what do? He owns the company, I guess. Do they just boycott his company?
Yeah.
Anyway, so then they go to DeSean Jackson, who put out this post putting down Jewish people.
Which, by the way, the quote that he put for Hitler is a totally fabricated quote.
It's not a real Hitler quote.
Well, he posted it, though.
I know, but it's a quote from 2017 from a from a, and then the quote is
white Jews know that Negroes are the real children of Israel. The Jews will blackmail America. They will extort America. Their plan for world domination won't work if the Negroes know who they are.
Hitler.
They said he was quoting Louis Farrakhan, who was quoting Hitler.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's what they said on TMZ. And then they said...
Oh, is he a black Hebrew Israelite?
Oh, maybe.
Well, it's interesting how the black Hebrew Israelites got off the hook in that that Nicholas Sandman thing. I mean, everybody hated Nicholas Sandman, doxed him. He's 16 years old. He's in every pictured everywhere in the world. And then when they find out, oh, no, no, it was these black Israelites or whatever they are, Hebrew Israelites, nobody wanted to interview him. Nobody cared. It was like, oh, that's okay. So DeSean Jackson, after Harvey goes on and on about how, yeah, this guy going after the Asians, he meant it. He believes what he is saying. They then went on to say that DeSean Jackson has a good heart, that he probably wanted to repost something Farrakhan said, but he didn't bother to read it. And
well, that's always good to post something you don't bother reading.
And then they then the person that commented on it said that it was not anti-Semitic.
Really?
And they argued with her, but they agreed that DeSean Jackson has a good heart. I mean, I'm like, wait a second. This is interesting that you know how people feel when they say things.
Yeah.
So let's see. Where'd they go from there? Down the road, about 20 after, actually 3:18, they did the story where this 12-year-old is dancing on a street corner. This is the first time I've seen this in the media.
Yeah. Well, Brandon sent it to you in the prep the other day.
I saw it the other... No, that's when I saw it.
Okay.
But I haven't seen it on Good Morning America, Today Show. I haven't seen it on nightly news. But TMZ ran it because it's good video. But it's not the video they really want. It's a 12-year-old white kid dancing on a street corner. And this SUV pulls up. And this black guy, who's big, gets out and he kind of starts dancing up to this guy like he's into it, like, hey, this is a great tune, man. And then he hauls off and sucker punches him from behind. And I mean, it is a slam punch. It is right on his face, and he just takes this guy out and then runs to the SUV and they take off.
So what was in his heart? Did TMZ break it down?
Okay, right.
They didn't really spend much time on it. They said that he has a GoFundMe for his medical bills. He got $14,000, which is just a little more than the girl that wants to stab people has.
That lost her future internship and full-time conditional job.
Yeah, but she wants to stab people. This is a guy dancing who gets punched.
I know.
So anyway.
Yeah, there's the guy that did the punching. He's been charged with 2 felonies.
They haven't found him, though. He's at large. Mm. Yeah, he was at large today. That's what they said on TMZ anyway.
Let's see. The scumbag who sucker punched a 12-year-old boy dancing has been charged with 2 felonies, but cops are still searching for him, Cedric Charles Moore Jr. He's been charged with felony assault in the second degree and felony child endangerment in the first degree because the kid's 12.
Now, did you see the Starbucks waitress that this lady went off on? I think because she was, I'm not sure if it's because she was black or what it was, but it was a racial tirade of some kind. Anyway, that Starbucks waitress has a GoFundMe that's over $100,000.
Nice.
And the lady that went off on her is demanding half of it.
Pretty she ballsy. Probably wouldn't have had that money if
no,
it wasn't for
that's what she said. So anyway, the kid that got punched in the face has less money than the Starbucks waitress that was verbally berated. And I don't, you know, I didn't see the Starbucks thing. I'm sure it was bad, as all these things are. But
yeah, that 12-year-old, that just to me, it seemed like the knockout game, you know.
Oh, that was terrible. Right. I mean, it was, he could have killed him, really. I mean, he hit him that hard.
Yeah, I saw the kid had a concussion and stuff like that. So
And I guess, you know, going back to DeSean Jackson for a second, I guess people are demanding he be suspended. And
from a season that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know what they'll do, if they're going to do anything. But
he needs some ethnicity training.
Now,
some sensitivity training.
The thing about it is DeSean Jackson cannot hold a candle to Ice Cube, who has been posting things derogatory about Jewish people for weeks, and he won't stop. And no one seems to be terribly upset about it. But Sean Noonan, who's a DuPage County board member in Illinois, he was suspended as a police officer. He liked to post about shooting rioters. So We'll see what happens to Deshaun Jackson. Maybe the Eagles. I guess the Eagles are outraged.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's one of those things where they're kind of waiting to see, yeah, see how bad the outrage is?
Yeah.
Yeah. If people get really mad, okay, we'll cut him. If they don't, he's still a decent wide receiver.
This is the other thing about TMZ. They showed Deshaun Jackson's apology. You know what? Can you find that on TMZ? Sure. It was like, let's see how far. Because
it's online.
I thought it was not a very good apology myself. And they thought, oh, well, that's really good. He apologized and blah, blah, blah. I thought it was a very half-ass apology, and it's fascinating to me how some people are forced to apologize over and over, and it's like, and I believe them the first time.
The apology based on its sincerity.
Like Kevin Hart. I thought Kevin Hart apologized, and then he had apologized again.
I've been getting a lot of backlash and feedback from an Instagram post.
Feedback?
That I put on my Instagram story. I just want to, first off, extend an apology on the behalf of me. And what I stand for, because
me?
I'm one that's fair, and I never want to put any race down or any people down. And, my post was definitely not intended for anybody of any race to feel any type of way, especially the Jewish community. I definitely didn't mean it to the extent that you guys take it. And I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm, very apologetic, and I just want you guys to understand that it never was intended to be, to put any race down or any religion down.
Shut up! Stop making apologies for the Jews.
I'm posting my story all the time, and I just probably shouldn't have never posted anything.
Probably
was a bad person, and I know that.
Hitler was a bad person, and I know that. Wow, he's learned a lot.
Pause it for a second. Slavery.
I think you're more of a racist than I am.
What kind of an apology is this?
The Eagles must be mad because they didn't even provide him their public relations expert to write one for him.
I mean, I don't really get the feeling that... Well, go ahead. Let's see the rest. Maybe he fixes it.
Just enlighten my people. So on behalf of myself, I just want to let you guys know I apologize. I didn't intend, any harm or any hatred
towards any
people. I'm for one. I'm for love. And I extend it every day. People that know me know I have no hatred in my heart, and I never.
TMZ knows that.
Put another religion down to my religion or my race. So, from the bottom of my heart, I just want you guys to understand that, and it's coming from me and my feelings, and I just hopefully everybody respects my platform, my opinions, to try to just enlighten my people, and just let everybody know that. It's no hatred.
What about Jews, though?
It's no head trip.
Realize,
never forgive you.
Did that end with
Yeah, yeah. Pretty.
Once again, he's just trying to enlighten people with his platform.
His people, enlighten my people, the African American community. Once again,
Very apologetic.
Should have just used the apology that always works, the one that never fails.
I'm sorry.
It's a blanket apology for everything, and it shows true contrition. I'm sorry, I didn't.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, for some reason, Ice Cube just keeps doing this, and nobody cares.
Does Ice Cube have a job right now? So what's he going to be canceled for?
He makes movies.
Does it matter if someone
has a current job? I mean,
what do you want him canceled from?
I don't want anyone canceled. I'm just saying the outrage is never equal to the crime. In his case, he's not apologetic. He keeps doing it, and no one really minds. I mean, are you watching it? Are you watching his account? It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen him.
He just keeps posting. And people were trying to make excuses for him and say, he was hacked.
You're not going
to
win making excuses.
They were saying he was hacked. And then he said, I was not hacked. I mean it all. And he kept posting. And I swear to God, the comments, which are usually, people just go crazy. They're like, Mr. Ice Cube, I think maybe you're misunderstanding something here. I mean, they're really sort of like kissing his ass. It's weird. It's really strange. It's like they're his friends and they're trying to help him. Whereas normally when you see something like that, it's people just going, you fucking asshole, racist.
He does have a very good tweet today, because I don't know if you saw that Deutsche Bank got their $150 million fine for their relationship with Epstein. Did you know that?
Yes.
That story because they moved money to accounts. And so anyway, they got fined by regulators in New York. And Ice Cube said that the money should go to the victims, not just to New York City. So maybe he's trying to rehabilitate his image.
What's her name? Supposedly has these sex tapes. Ghislaine.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
I don't know. Yeah, I kind of. I could believe it. Yeah, I could believe it.
I almost definitely do. I do believe it because we know that he did a lot of filming. We've had a lot of victims who said that he filmed.
But he
a
kept
ton
it all.
Stuff.
But he kept it all.
Well, but she's as close to him as anybody. And
this is Ghislaine. It's his girlfriend. She's been through like with him along this journey for a long time.
I guess if she was smart enough to make cop. I mean, I'm a little skeptical because she would have to have the foresight that he would eventually be busted, and then she would.
He already
was
busted. He was busted once, and he got all of his co-conspirators. They could not charge them. That was part of the deal, which is the strangest deal ever see.
So did she go then and make copies in case he got busted again? Is that the implication?
I'm trying to figure it out. Don't ask me. That's what is
making
being said.
Copies.
Is that she is not out to protect anyone except herself. And she has a lot of evidence that is not going to help some other people who are very powerful who can help her.
I just wonder if she really has all these sex tapes.
Well, I couldn't tell
you. I don't
you.
Think she ever thought she'd get busted until, you know, fairly recently when he actually got busted.
Well, you know, maybe
then
it's
by
a
then
tactic,
it was too late.
No one, by the way, his home was not raided until 4 days after he died.
Yeah, right. So
they walked out of there with piles of stuff. So who knows if maybe somebody she knows got in there. And got her some stuff.
This comes from a former friend who's quoted, and she said, Ghislaine's always been as cunning as they come. She wasn't going to be with Epstein all those years and not have some insurance. That's a really weird thing. Do people do that if you're in a relationship like that? I've seen girls do this. The secret stash of sex tapes I believe Ghislaine has squirreled away could end up being her get-out-of-jail card if the authorities are willing to trade. She has copies of everything Epstein had that can implicate some twisted movers and shakers. If Ghislaine goes down, she's going to take the whole damn lot of them with her.
Oh, good, I would think she would. I mean, if she was her and I was that cunning, and I mean, look at what she did. Look at what she did for him.
Well, that's why I don't know if she would be in the mode of going, I got to protect myself.
Well, I would think she would.
When she did a lot of the despicable behavior herself.
Well, but she doesn't think like a normal person. She probably thinks like Epstein that, you know, I do what I need to do for him because I like getting all the things I get from him. So therefore,
but to that, I mean,
once he got busted, surely, I mean, why did Epstein collect all this stuff and collect all these people? Because he wanted to have shit on them. That was his power. Look at the deal he got in Florida. That has to be.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
There's no way that this business of, you know, of giving complete, all the people were protected in that deal. Any co-conspirators could not be charged.
Yeah.
Who gets that deal? Why would they give him that deal? Why would they care about his co-conspirators? You'd think they'd want to fucking nail him.
Have you seen anybody drop off the face of this earth, kind of like Alexander Acosta, the former Secretary of Labor?
No, you're right. He's gone.
He's just disappeared.
Well, he succumbed to someone, something, and I don't know what it was. But
meanwhile,
why would Alan Dershowitz, by the way, why would he want to protect his co-conspirators without charging them as their attorney? Why would he represent them and just get a deal with them?
There were so many funny jokes yesterday because Page Six had a story about, hey, Alan Dershowitz isn't showing up to the nude beach that he goes to all the time at his home in.
Oh, he's not showing up there?
Yeah, Martha's Vineyard, I think, they have a nude beach there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, he's not. So the implication is like, he goes to the nude beach all the time, except for now. And Twitter just had a field day with a bunch of jokes about, oh, it's the one place he takes his underwear off.
Oh, there's a lot of creepy stuff about Alan Dershowitz. I have no reason not to believe this girl.
Oh,
and the way
fuck,
he's attacked
yeah.
her, he's attacked her, her attorney. You know, he's accused them of saying that, oh, they just want a better case. So they cooked this. They sat down and cooked this up. I mean, he's defaming them.
As Robert Higgins would say, he's all deeped in this.
Yes, he is.
He's quite tenses.
I don't know. I personally think that Ghislaine is going to spill. I really think that she is going to give up everything and all the information she can. Why? Because she just saw Tekashi 6ix9ine get sentenced to 36 years in prison and serve what? Two?
Two. Not
and
even
so
two.
So she knows if she snitches, if she spills, if she implicates all these big name people, then I'm pretty confident that she can get herself a small
sentence. Epstein is not alive. So that's the only person she would ever protect, in my opinion, and he's not alive. So what does she have to lose? All she's going to do is say, hey, here's what I know. I know this. Is that doing any good? And they're going to say, well, she can talk about that.
If it's enough to bust other people.
I would, you know, why was she transferred to this New York place, by the way? It's easier for her to commit suicide there?
That's a federal jail as opposed to, I think, where she was in New Hampshire, where with all the loose-lipped inmates.
Isn't she at the place where Epstein was?
Yeah.
Has no video cameras and has no lights and they take people out of their suicide outfit?
She's in Brooklyn in the Metropolitan Detention Center there. He was in the Manhattan one. But did you see all the loose-lipped inmates in New Hampshire calling her a snooty rich bitch?
How much time did they spend with her? How snooty can you be in jail?
I don't know. She was a, quote, depressed loner who was quickly distanced by others at Merrimack County Jail. The general opinion of her at Merrimack was that she's a snooty, rich bitch, the insider said. Nobody wanted anything to do with her.
Oh, I'm not surprised by that.
But she wasn't there that long.
She's horrible. She's absolutely terrible.
Fucking monster, man.
And Prince Andrew, by the way, I am so sick of his people saying, hey, we've tried to contact New York, and they don't return our call. Really? Really? They don't return your call? Are you kidding me? The number one person they want to talk to.
It's a great excuse, though. I'm going to try to call them right now. They're not answering.
Piers Morgan had a great, great rant about the royal family. Oh, my God.
It was about Meghan, right?
Yes. And
did you see the video of her?
It was my rant, actually.
Isn't it about the video that she put out with Harry, where Harry looks like a battered husband?
Yeah, where Harry
looks like a hostage.
The way Pierce says it is so GD funny. Let me find it, because
the video is really funny.
The whole point, the lecture they gave is amazing. It's like, wait, you married into this privilege. Mm-hmm. You are now somebody you have no business being with the kind of power that you have no business having. You basically inherit it from an abnormally pink wiener who was born into it. And you're going to tell us that we need to apologize or we need to do more about inequality. We need to. Not you. We do. I mean,
the Black Lives Matters movement. I'm
trying to find the video of it. Here.
They are president and.
Here we go.
However, once you start to realize that there is that bias there, then you need to acknowledge it. You need to acknowledge it, but then you need to do the work to be able to become more aware.
Then you've got a lot of work, buddy.
What is he talking about?
Piers Morgan, you're right, Megan. Confronting inequality is uncomfortable, but not as uncomfortable as watching unemployed Harry lecturing the world about it from the comfort of your Hollywood mansion hideaway.
Yeah, that they're squatting in.
Oh, shit. Oh, here it is. That was my place. That was my first thought this morning as I watched Prince Harry staring blankly into a camera and lecturing the world yet again on our need to face up to our privilege. As he spoke about why we all have to right the wrongs of the past, his wife Meghan stared intently at him, boring her eyes into his skull as if she was virtually transporting her own pre-programmed thought processes into his brain.
Yeah.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but at one stage it looked like his lips were moving in sync with her blinking eyes. We're going to have to be a little uncomfortable right now, said Meghan when she spoke herself.
Oh, believe me, Harry is.
No shit. She continued, because it's only in pushing through this discomfort that we get to the other side of this and find the place where a high tide raises all ships.
Oh, my God.
That sounded very profound. Then I remembered where I heard it before. President John F. Kennedy famously said the words, a rising tide lifts all boats, in a 1963 speech. Meghan forgot to credit him, apparently. An easy mistake when you're desperate to impress.
That's a pretty common saying, though.
I don't hear people say it very often myself. I don't know. Maybe it is. I mean, JFK said it, so it's probably repeated a lot. An easy mistake, perhaps, when you're desperate to impress everyone with the power of your own world-changing rhetoric. What was even less palatable was that her linguistic plagiarism was Meghan's next claim. Equality does not put anyone on the back foot. It puts us all on the same footing, which is a fundamental human right. The essence of that assertion is entirely correct, but there's something quite breathtakingly unedifying about a very rich, deeply privileged duchess banging on about equality from her $20 million borrowed mansion in Hollywood. One of the few benefits of the coronavirus has been that fame-hungry, attention-seeking, narcissistic celebrities have been firmly put back in their boxes. from Madonna sitting naked in the rose-petaled bath of her lavish home as she told us COVID-19 was the great equalizer to Gal Gadot's grotesquely tone-deaf annihilation of Imagine with a bunch of other tuneless virtue-signaling stars. The pandemic has exposed the utter irrelevance of celebrity culture when there's a killer virus on the loose. Yep. 6 months ago, they quit the royal family in Britain in a blaze of aggrieved, self-righteous glory. And announced big plans to be newly liberated global superstars, trading off their royal titles to make themselves enormously rich. We're informed that they had never been happier. We're very excited about their new lives of freedom from control by evil, racist palace courtiers and even more evil, racist UK media. It was a spectacular two-fingered snub to the Queen and the monarchy and to all the British taxpayers. Who funded their lavish lifestyle, and for a few weeks they were one of the most discussed and debated stories in the world, dominating headlines, all fueling their superstar status. But then came the biggest health crisis for a century, and suddenly we all forgot about them with the same speed that all their big plans for global domination got canceled. Harry and Meghan's terrible struggle that they'd spent months moaning about was now put sharply into perspective by horrendous chaotic scenes at hospitals around the world as heroic health workers risk lives to save people.
I say get your resumes ready.
Yep. Poor.
Megan and Harry. I know. Watching that video of them, all I can think of is...
All I hear coming out of your mouth is blah, 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 blah. I don't know what the hell you're saying. Just shut up.
Shut up.
Play a little more of it. I need a good laugh.
So every video I can find... Let me go back to it. Every video I find is like chopped up with idiots commenting on it.
Oh. No.
I mean, if you want to hear idiots comment,
not really.
Entertainment Tonight. What were they doing this for? Does anybody know?
I want to say that they were confronting the British colonial past or something.
But
like
they
that.
Were they were talking to like
that they benefit from.
They were talking to other people too, like in a Zoom kind of thing. Let's see, is this it? Maybe this is it.
Is really going to help shape our work moving forward as an organization. And it's really both energizing and positive.
Certainly when you look across the Commonwealth, there's no
way. Oh, when you look across the Commonwealth.
I gotta say, it's really... It really looks ridiculous, too, because you have, let's see, excluding Megan, you have four black people, and then this just beat red-faced redhead.
Who talks like this is going to explain everything.
Sound like that, but not that. Forward. Unless we acknowledge the past. And I think so many people have done such an amazing, incredible job of acknowledging the past and trying to right those wrongs. But I think we all acknowledge on here that there is so much more still to do.
She was staring at him the whole time he was saying
that.
What
is he talking about?
He's just saying, you know, benign kind of... cliches about racism.
Is he someone to lecture people? Really?
Yes, because I was born.
And she married into it. Yeah. She fucking married into this.
But doesn't, in
and
a way.
And had her $40 million wedding, which, by the way, she says, they made $1 billion off it.
In a way.
Well, yeah, he could have married a 1,000 pound woman, and they would have made $1 billion off it. It didn't matter who he married.
Prince Harry and Princess Metz.
It wasn't because he married her.
What if he married Chrissy Metz?
He could have married. Chrissy Metz would have been, they would have made more money off it.
Watch
He could have married Nancy Pelosi and they would have made $1 billion.
On the Iowa to take her forever. But I will say, okay,
Nancy Pelosi is the love of my life. She's 80 years old, but I love her. I love her dearly.
But, okay, you're talking about, you know, racism. Wouldn't Meghan actually be the one to hear from since she is that
Yeah, except she just married into the royal family. So. The most racist, systemically racist organization possibly in the world.
I'm very upset with Meghan and Harry right now.
And accepts every benefit from it and makes more complaints than anyone has in the history of royalty.
I have important things to
I'm
say.
I'm trying to right those wrongs, but I think we all acknowledge on here. That
trying to right these wrongs, why? By being unemployed and squatting in a house?
More still to do. It's not going to be easy, and in some cases it's not going to be comfortable, but it needs to be done.
Can you match the curtains?
It's not going to be easy, for example...
But you do need to pay for our security.
You can't say words like the N-word. What if you just start
Thank God we have a successful black man paying for our living expenses.
That's equality.
What a dick. Okay, there's only like a minute left.
What are your benefits? So I think there's a hell of a lot that we together need to acknowledge. But I only see hope and optimism in the fact that we
serious issue. Well, not even a serious issue, but a shallow thought. Tyler Perry's internet connection at his house, or whatever part of the house that Meghan and Harry are staying in, isn't the best, because even their Zoom,
one of the greatest guy.
Even their Zoom is breaking up. So upgrade your Wi-Fi there. Tyler Perry.
We have to, in this moment in time, say we're going to have to be a little uncomfortable right now.
Yikes.
Because it's only in pushing through that discomfort that we.
Harry knows what I'm talking about.
The other side of this, and find the place, as you're pointing out, where a high tide raises all ships. Equality does not put anyone on the back foot. It puts us all on the same footing, which is a fundamental human right. And that's what we're talking about here.
This is the person that wants our country to pay for our security.
At least the four other people in this Zoom meeting have jobs, I assume.
I'd like to come to you now to discuss, you know, does it look like when we all come together to try and tackle these issues of racism and injustice and systemic injustice? And what is the opportunity that you see, especially with the role of young people and the important part they have to play?
I think, yes, it does make
whatever.
The idea that Meghan Markle has been such a huge victim of racism. Really? Really? Has it really been that bad? I don't think so.
No.
I think she's done pretty well for herself.
She's also an ageist. She left her dad behind because he's old.
I wanted to talk about this last week because I was really blown away by this this story. It was the Washington Post opinion editor, which is what made it most interesting. And what's her name?
I don't know. It's Karen. Her name's Karen, right?
Is her name Karen?
For some reason, I thought so. And she's not... Isn't she the world affairs opinion, whatever that means?
She said she was the opinion editor, which is a position of responsibility, to be sure. Her name is Karen. Karen Atia? Yeah, Karen Atia. She's 34 years old. She's got a pretty great position there at the Washington Post. And on the opinion side of thing, you're supposed to have opinions. I mean, that's not really objection. It's just that the opinion is so, it's a little over the top. She says,
"Well, you're not allowed to have an opinion."
No, she should have an opinion. But she went after white women in a way. It's such a broad brush, and I would think someone who is an opinion editor would realize that what we're talking about is stereotyping, racism, which is viewing a whole group in one way, and why it is okay to view police as one and all the same, or white women as one and all the same. Because what she said was that, and this is amazing, the lies and tears of white women caused the murders of black people for decades. Well, are there that many? I mean,
well, she listed.
Can she be more specific about?
She did. She listed the lies and tears of white women hath wrought, and then she put the 1921 Tulsa massacre, the murder of Emmett.
No. Could we talk about women like who are reading this now, though? I mean, why are we talking about 1921? Nobody wants. No, what white women are campaigning? Hey, let's do this 21 massacre again. I mean, she's attacking white women for something that happened 100 years ago.
Well,
is that right?
I think she's.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I don't want to justify what she said. I'm just trying to maybe explain where she's coming from.
Oh, I'm sure she can explain it herself. White women are lucky we're calling them Karens and not calling for revenge. Well, I think is she when you talk about 1921 and 1830, and I know she cited some other things from the 1800s.
She also, the last one she cited is 53% of white women voting for Donald Trump.
Well, that's their right to do.
No, I know.
47% didn't vote for Donald Trump. So I just think this broad brush, I don't understand. Coming from someone who feels so strongly about racism, why does she think it's okay to broad brush white women? And then she says, and this is where I feel like, is she not appropriating pain from people in 1921 and 1840 when she says that white women are lucky we're calling them Karens and not calling for revenge? Revenge for 1921? That didn't happen to her. She's the opinion editor of the Washington Post.
Yeah, well.
I'm not saying she's never experienced any of these things or any of these. I mean, she obviously hasn't been murdered. And I doubt any men have been murdered because of the lies and tears of white women. But I just thought it was really over the top. And she was criticized roundly for it. I don't know. I haven't heard the Washington Post say much of anything about it. But she came back today and said America is racist and patriarchal. And it's time to bury cutesy nicknames like Karen for dangerous white women. This whole Karen thing, by the way, this idea that we want to record people doing saying stupid racist things, and then we suggest that, hey, look, see, you're all like this. I mean, isn't that the idea? Why do we constantly show white women doing dumb things? I mean, isn't that a little unfair?
We see a lot of all types of people doing very dumb things.
But they love, the media loves white women, Permit Patty, Barbecue Becky. And I'm not standing up for those people. They're all stupid. The chick, by the way, that...
tore up the Target?
No.
Did you see that one?
Yes. Oh, the masks?
Yeah. The PR spokesman for QAnon. Well, she said.
Oh, I don't think that Karen Ataya is mad at her.
Talk about an officer doing a hell of a job restraining himself. Did you see her arrest video?
I feel so sorry for these cops.
Did you see that though? The rest of him. Yeah. He's basically talking to a nutcase. She's going, okay, and she's like, and you're being broadcast throughout the world. He's like, okay, thank you. And what's your point, lady?
I honestly feel bad for any cops called into any situation like that, especially because there's going to be 50 cell phones pointed at them.
I think
we should point cell phones. Can we find another occupation we can point cell phones at so we can judge how they do their job?
Just everybody wear a body cam.
So anyway, I don't know. I thought it was certainly over the top, and I didn't hear anything. I really haven't heard any comment from the Washington Post, who would probably, I'm sure they back her 100%. But as far as the, I'm trying to look at how people responded to this.
Oh, I'm sure very positively.
The world of woke loons can be summarized in one quote. Just when I thought you couldn't get any dumber, you go and do something like this. And totally redeem yourself.
Yeah, right.
A lot of people saying, get the fuck out of here. Bye, Felicia. If it's that bad, I don't know what you're doing here. Sounds to me like most of the staff at the Washington Post would be much happier in countries like China, South Korea, or Belarus.
God, I hate that. If you don't like it, just leave. Honestly,
some of these people, the way they talk, it's just like people here are so utterly horrible on a grand scale. I mean, it does make you wonder.
So you have to accept everything or you got to get out.
If you don't love it, leave it. USA, number one.
Well, I'm less offended by someone saying, hey, if it's that fucking bad, why don't you go somewhere else than to say that all white women are pieces of shit and they get people murdered and blah, blah, blah.
I was thinking about this analogy where America's like a parent. You know, when you're young, you have this ideological viewpoint of it. And then you learn, oh, yeah, man, they made a lot of mistakes in the past and they're not going to be perfect, but you know what? Still mine. Still the best one I would want. Still the best country. Still the best. You know what I mean? You learn things about things, and it kind of ruins your viewpoint on it.
I felt like
it doesn't mean that you don't love it.
When I was in school, honestly, we learned about slavery. We learned about Martin Luther King, Martin Luther King's assassination. We were taught all the right things. And I don't know if that was my school district, but I mean, they tried to teach us those
things.
A
woke district.
It was woke high. I would guess it was relatively woke, honestly, at the time.
Woke high.
Not entirely, but I mean, somewhat for the 1970s. And then I remember hating cops. I fucking hated cops.
Really?
And I was doing a lot of things wrong, so.
You never had them. That's because woke high never had them come in and meet everybody and say hi.
Yeah, or woke high's principal never yelled at us like they yelled at you.
I don't know about you, but frankly, I'm sick and tired of how minority groups are marginalized in today's society.
There's a principal of woke high.
Yeah, here is, this is actually Drew's birthday on Woke High.
Halloween has arrived, and I want to make sure that we're all aware of certain guidelines when it comes to Halloween costumes at school. Now, I don't want to see any f***ing sombreros, all right? If I see any f***ing Mexican sombreros or anyone f***ing dressed like a f***ing Native American, I'm going to lose my f***ing shit. There will be no hobos or bums, anything depicting people from low-income households. And lastly, heed my f***ing words. If I see any of you girls dressed as f***ing Moana, I'm going to lose my f***ing mind.
That's awesome. That's so goddamn good.
But no, I seriously, we all hated cops. We're all scared to death of cops. And when we were downtown.
I'm still scared of them.
I'm not scared of him much anymore because I'm not doing anything. But when we were downtown, we had, well, I think I told you that story.
It's me when you get pulled over. Isn't it? You're like, oh, fuck.
We got pulled over because I swear to God, this cop was probably, it looked like miles ahead of us. It's probably three blocks or so with his lights on. And Davis took a left turn. And we were so fucking shocked when these red lights came screaming up behind us and jammed on the brakes. And they came flying out of the car. And the next thing you know, there were about probably three or four bags of pot, two or three pipes, I think a bong, a little bitty bong.
Freeze!
We're all on the hood of the car. There was probably two cases of beer on the hood of the car. They'd gone through the glove box. They went through everything. Got
all right,
everything.
Freeze! You're under arrest for public display of a boner.
And they were making a lot of fun because, hey, you're from the North Shore, huh? Want to come in the city and party? And then they got a call. They had to go.
Yeah.
So the guy just took the beer, threw it over this barbed wire fence, and they kind of drove off laughing. And then the next one was when a friend of mine complained, and this guy is really the wild man. We worked for his brother's, it was an auto repair shop. And we did a lot of grunt work for minimum wage. It was just a summer job, and you could get stoned and go in there and just have a pretty good time and make a little money.
I'm just a mechanic.
And and Jeff's a real, I don't want to call him a hypochondriac, but he was real, he's just kind of a fussy person, very fastidious. He looks fantastic because he's very concerned about it. takes care of himself. But anyway, he went to the front of the McDonald's. This is in Chicago. And he goes, yeah, can I talk to the manager? And I'm like, what the fuck is this going to be about? And he goes, yeah, I just used the restroom, and there's no soap in the soap dispenser, and blah, blah, blah. And so the next thing you know, the cops came in, and they told him to get the fuck out of there.
Really?
Yeah, it was bizarre. It was like, wait, is this really happening?
And what seems to be the officer problem?
At the time, it was like, he was like, I'm going to call the internal affairs. You know, of course, it was like, whatever, you know. I don't know why they reacted that way, but
it's weird.
And he was being kind of a dick, but they didn't have soap in the soap dispenser. I don't think I even noticed, but I don't know. We just hated cops. We hated any authority figures at that time. But then, you know, get a little older, all of a sudden all these, there'd been a lot of things going on with the youth culture then, with the Vietnam War and protests, and, you know, everybody was, and then, years later, people are driving BMWs and buying nice houses.
Do you think the youth of today see it that way?
Youth today remind me a lot of people around that time.
But with technology.
Yeah, with a voice.
Which can make it a little worse.
Yeah, poor Kellyanne Conway. Oh, my God, and her husband. But, you know, they made their bed.
Yeah.
But you can't take a phone away from a 15-year-old because you're removing their freedom of speech.
Well, maybe she bought it herself. Huh?
All right, get us out of here. Ringo's on in a minute.
Oh, boy. Wow. Exciting.
Let's see. What else are people saying about Karen? Are people bitching at the media?
I think my favorite stories of the day is, for some reason, the Department of Treasury put out all these people that got the PPP loans that are big companies.
Oh, yeah. Kanye West got a lot of money.
Yep. Yeezy got...
He's a billionaire.
Between 2 and 5 million to save 106 jobs. But the most ironic one is the Ayn Rand Foundation received government money, which...
two other billionaires got money. I think Trump got money, or some Trump
someone
company got money.
It's someone that... know, kind of is the management company of one of his...
That reminds me. They were talking about Mary Trump's book on Inside Edition, and Trump, she says he cheated on the SAT.
Yeah.
Now,
just like,
how would his niece know he cheated on the SAT?
Probably told everybody.
I guess, would he brag about that? Maybe he would. I don't know. But he's a sociopath. She said he was neglected and abused as a child, which has caused him to become narcissistic and sociopathic and delusional and toxic.
Well, that's perfect. He's a victim, then.
I don't think she meant it that way.
Well, no, he should spin it that way. How about the time when he was at Mar-a-Lago? She was 29 wearing a bathing suit, and Donald looked up to her and remarked, "Holy shit, Mary, you're stacked." And Marla Maples was married to him then. She just went, Donald, and slapped him on the arm.
Oh, boy. And the Melania book is coming out, too. So
fun.
All kinds of good reading. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.